time on the home for all things nerdy and Nelly.
Wait a minute, that's not our intro. What happened?
We're in season two, bitches.
Season two! Yay, we made the upfront.
So, you know how some shows, they have like, you know, this little interlude, like a summer break. Some shows, they change everything up, they get a new cast. And that season, that's the next season. We're just like, we're in season two. We've been doing this for over a year. It felt time. Like, I thought about it. I'm like, Gay Days, we did a big thing last year for Gay Days. We did a big thing this year for Gay Days. First episode of season two is Gay Days. So up on the feed, if you haven't already listened, we have our live Gay Days recording. Most of us were there. All of us were there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us were there over the weekend. And it is hilarious. I went back and listened to it the other night. Great. Fantastic. So check that out. But if you don't know about us, because this is kind of a jumping on point.
Oh, God.
Is it a point
one? Is this a flash point?
It is not a fucking point one. Thoroughly reject that. No, it is. We are five guys from the Orlando area, all friends and fellow comic enthusiasts that met through a comic shop. And we are gay and geeky. So this show is about all things gay and geeky.
We're friends?
What comic shop was this?
A comic shop.
acomicshop.com
or a is it a or I never know
a
I guess it's more definitive if it's a. Yeah.
And it's worth mentioning we don't always talk about comics. It's movies and TV and tech and gay news and
throwing shade
and very, very bad relationship advice.
Very, very bad. Well, we ruined a lot of marriages, people.
You know, I'm really, really proud that all of us made it to season two. And one of us didn't turn out to be Judy on Family Matters, who just went up to the room and never came back down.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Interesting.
That is
I'm so glad that didn't happen.
Okay.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, today we have a freaking chock full episode, as always. We are going to be talking about some movies. We just saw Prometheus very recently. Exactly. Men in Black 3 and Snow White and The Huntsman. I got to get that
right.
Is that
Snow White and my husband?
Yeah, no. Close enough. plus some movie news, of course. We have some TV news. We're going to talk about the Tonys just a little bit.
Tony.
I guess I'm the resident theater queen, which is sad.
Well,
to admit.
No. I was out and about. I couldn't watch the Tonys.
He'll watch the 2012 ones and 2013 people.
Exactly. Season finales. Of course, it's June now. Our show's ended. Well, at least some of them. So we're going to talk about the endings for that. True Blood just started up.
Woo!
With a bang. A fang bang, of course. Young Justice, Marvel cartoons, and some Marvel cartoon news.
Am I allowed to talk about I saw Arrow?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Shut up.
What are they going to come after us?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
he,
really.
Well, they're not going to come after me.
We'll get your general vibe on that. We got some video game news from a Journey, which is the awesome new game from that company I never remember, but it's the guy's.
Is it called
flower.
That Game Company? Is that what it's called?
No, it's not that. No, it is some weird name, like generic kind of. Anyway. They did Flower and some other stuff. It's really good. Doctor Who, Eternity Clock, Skyrim Expansion, Injustice, Woo! Gods Among Us. Of course, our friends and bigger brothers over at Nerdy Show actually went to E3 and got some great coverage. If you've not seen or heard anything from E3, go on to nerdyshow.com. There's tons of stuff. I was impressed. I was like, wow, you guys did it up. It was fantastic. So the Avengers Connect game, some reviews and some thoughts on that from the coverage. We always try to incorporate a little bit of gay relationship advice, which we said. And our question here has some questions. But this is also being season two. We had to step up a notch. We had to do something different. We are broadcasting this live via live stream Procaster.
I didn't know.
Horrible.
As you can see, he didn't know.
Well, it is up now. We have a few. Actually, we're growing the audience like doubling every couple minutes. If you guys have relationship questions or any kind of general comments, feel free to throw them out there. Jared is monitoring it kind of full-time-ish. The rest of us are kind of, you know, tuning in here and there. We would love to get that feedback. Any questions or relationship advice, we would love to answer them. We have gay news. There's like a lot of gay news in the last like month or so since we've been off. And of course, as we end all our episodes with a prayer. No, with a comic segment, because we are, again, all comics fans and friends, and several of us actually work for comics-related things. We are going to talk about all the greatest and awesomest things in the last month. That's what the show is, and that's what you're listening to. And you're circling. I don't know what that means. No idea.
He wants us to introduce us.
Oh, I didn't introduce us? Are you kidding me? All right.
Well, it's
so,
season two if you don't know who we are by now.
Really? No.
No, but we're the jumping off flashpoint meta crisis.
Oh, is this a new universe?
Yes, we're in the new universe.
I'm Pandora. Can I be Pandora?
The new 52.
Oh, I got to open a box. I don't want to do that. All right.
It's the new 9.5.
Let us. What?
New 52.
Nine and a half? Yeah. Jesus. On my left, we have Jared, Guy Tunis, the alternate guy. Jared does all of our album art.
And he does commissions.
Amazing. His art is on all of our episodes. It is all up on our merchandise, which is up on Nerdy Show Store. It will be very soon. He is awesome. We love him. And he's going to do some really cool thing for this episode. We don't know what yet.
Plug your email now.
My email?
Guy Tunis.
GuyTunis@gmail.com.
I have then next to him, Eric, the muscle pig of power.
I like it. Let's keep with it. But I don't have sex, people. I don't have sex.
He is chaste like a monk. Wait, in the Catholic Church? They're not very chaste. So next after him, we have the mysterious and the roving reporter, The Question.
Can you recognize me?
Yeah, get
a voice changer.
Those of you on the video can see what he looks
kept
like.
Secret in comics.
Just so you know.
Those of you who missed this now will never know unless we do it again. And then finally, besides me, I have Oral.
Hi, everybody.
What did I come up with you? I came up with something. The Nubian
or
nymph. Oh,
what?
Can I call you that?
When did that happen?
I just came up with that on the way home today. I'm like, I was going to do ends, and I'm like, Nubian?
But I've never been to Africa. Oh. Well, I mean, I assume it's nice, but I have to go to South
you are
Africa.
Our darkest.
Actually, no. South Africa's having some issues with LGBT people.
Well, so. Oral is the darkest among us.
Can you
and
see him? Is
the darker the berry. You know what they say.
The sweeter the juice. I can say it ain't so, but darling, what's
go
the
drink
use?
Some more juice.
The darker the chocolate, the richer the taste. And that's where it's at. So run and tell that.
Love it. And I am Brian the Bear, and that is us. We
no,
are
do
Flame
it justice.
On. What?
I'm Brian the Bear.
That was the worst drop ever, and it'll never surface again because it sounded silly. So, and we are drinking, of course. We try to at least a couple of us have a drink or two before we start. This is a Cab Franc from Alexander Valley. It is the Courtenay Benham Cab Franc. If you've never had a Cab Franc, you are missing out. It is delicious. Classy as shit. All right, let's get in
this
thing.
Let's get this show on the road.
Just for certain people out there, I'm not drinking.
Yes.
So don't get mad at me. I'm not drinking. Just these alcoholics.
And neither am I. I'm his sponsor
for the
meeting, for the show.
Future AA members in them now.
Yes, I have seats for them all.
So, I didn't see this movie. Snow White and the Huntsman. Was it any good? I've heard mixed things, and I'm being charitable by saying
I love Charlize Theron. I thought she was fabulous.
Who saw it besides me?
I saw it.
Okay.
I thought she was fabulous as the evil queen, and that's all I have.
That's all you have. Okay.
I mean, it's beautiful.
That
it
no,
was
you know
beautiful.
What? The tone and the visuals and the music of the movie were so strong and so impressive that and I walked away loving that movie.
I liked it, but I don't know. It was Thor with a hatchet and Snow White. I mean, I don't really know. I never saw the Twilight movie, so I don't know. Was it Kristen Stewart? So I have no, but I don't think she was that great as Snow White. I'm afraid to even look.
She actually didn't. Yeah, do that much. The whole story was very basic. It just kind of hit beat for beat, like the standard story, what you'd expect. But again, those visuals, everything the queen did.
Oh, the mirror, the magic mirror.
Oh,
the way
yeah.
it just comes. Oh,
and
that was hot.
Like the black tar thing and the birds and the white milk bath.
One of my favorite moments when she picks up this young girl and she just takes in her life essence and becomes young and beautiful. I want that power, people.
You have that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You know, that I didn't see the movie, but that scene, that's carried over from another movie. It's not the one with
the
Morgan Fairchild. Yeah.
Are you talking about the milk bath? That was actually converted over from Jocks with Cock 7.
I'm not familiar.
I've seen that movie. But I don't think it was that movie.
Eric, you know what I'm talking about. It's that series of movies that came out in the late 80s, and they did all the fairy tales. And Morgan Fairchild, that was Sleeping Beauty. But Snow White, it was like...
Wasn't that Sigourney Weaver?
No, it was
the Evil Queen?
the evil queen is like in the bathtub. She's like rose petals, something else, rose water, and she just says milk, and they just pour milk all over her.
Bukkake.
All right, continue. I'm not checking anyways.
I liked it. Most people didn't.
It was good. I loved her. I loved her.
She was good. I actually heard they greenlit a sequel. I don't know, but a queen obviously dies at the end of it. So, yeah,
but I also know that there's the Maleficent movie coming with Angelina Jolie playing Maleficent.
Right. That's a different character, though, right?
But it's still fairy tales. That's Sleeping Beauty.
So oh, okay. Right.
I don't see her as Maleficent. I barely saw her as
skinny white
Echidna,
bitch.
The mother of all monsters.
Echidna?
Grendel's mother.
Oh
yeah.
Wait, did she have a name, or she's just Grendel's mother?
I can't remember. Yeah, she's just Grendel's mother. Okay, yeah, whatever.
All right. Let's move on. Men in Black 3. I didn't see this either.
I saw it on a date. It was very entertaining.
The date?
Yeah. Well, let's hear about the date. Yeah, forget the movie.
Let's.
It was spur of the moment. And, you know that awkward time where you're like, you don't know if you're on a date yet. You're just, oh, hey, do you want to go out and we'll go see a movie? I'm like, yeah. So we're in line for the movie. And he walks up. And I thought I heard him say, like, one ticket. But he actually said two. And he bought my ticket. And then he asked if, you know, I wanted anything from the concession stand. And of course I said only water, because you don't eat on a date. That's rude.
But if you don't get the popcorn bucket, how do they give you the
exactly.
hand job?
Damn it!
Haven't you learned anything?
Oral,
that's like...
It had been a while.
I am impressed, though. So you put out, right?
No. I did not, because I was a gentleman. Mm. Yes. Yes. That time I...
That you struggled to remember. Exactly. All right. So the date was awesome. How was the movie?
The movie was enjoyable. Now, I might have been biased because I was on a date, and everything is better on a date unless you have a bad date. Mm. We've all had those. Sorry. Bit my tongue. But was it fantastic? No. Was it better than the second one? Yes. Would I see it again? Yes. And theaters? No.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was, I guess, the retro set design, because I'm a sucker for, like, Space Channel 5, Jetsons, like...
So we should mention this right now before we go any further, because we haven't spoiled anything yet, but there be spoilers ahead. We are going to spoil stuff, and we're about to say something about Men in Black 3 that's spoilerific, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Spoil it, bitch!
Okay, so the story is pretty predictable. Will Smith's character, Agent J, goes back in time to save his partner, Kay, that has disappeared, and, like, they think it's cute, but he craves chocolate milk, but that was just retarded. And, in the end, they save the day. Will Smith finds out that his father protected his future partner, this whole timey-wimey, wobbly bullshit. I will say that one of my favorite effects is the time traveling, because it's literally a time jump. You jump off of a really tall, like, building.
It's kind of like a time bungee jump, where you like, zinks back.
You know, Grant Morrison did that as a sigil once.
Interesting.
I know. Sorry.
My favorite part of the movie was the villain. He plays Jermaine. No, it's Jermaine Clement, I think
Flight
his name
of the Conchords.
Is. Brett from Flight of the Conchords. Or no, not Brett. Britt's the other guy.
Oh.
He's Jermaine.
Yeah.
But no, but he was so funny. He was the villain, and he, the one he, like, learned to laugh, and he was like, nah, nah, nah. It was very funny. It was much better than the second one. Not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
But it...
New franchise, though.
In the end, they somehow swung this great big old emotional punch and really kind of brought the movie home. And I thought it was really well done.
But see, my problem with that is I saw the punch coming like 2 football fields away. So when it happened, I'm just like, meh.
But wait, what's the punch? I want to know.
Okay, we're spoiling it.
Well, if you haven't seen it by now.
Well, they go through and they have to stop a NASA.
They have to set up this defense net to protect the Earth because that's what Agent K did all those years ago.
So they go to a NASA rocket launch and there's an officer there in the military who assists them.
And that's the dad.
He dies. He takes a hit from the villain in the very end. And then
you see little Will Smith's character.
Tiny little baby Will Smith.
Yeah. Where's my daddy? And so he neuralizes him and says,
"Yeah, you know, K neuralizes him.
Yeah, and says your dad was a hero, and we remember that from the first movie. I don't know much about my dad. All I know is that he died a hero. So it's one of those things where some secrets shouldn't be like sought after because the truth of it will just devastate you.
So is K now the younger K? Is he stuck in the past?
No.
They fix everything.
It's fine.
Jay knows the secret that K had been keeping from him his whole life.
Yeah, so that means...
But
that
it also changes it from just fate to destiny. Okay. You know what I mean? Because instead of Jay becoming an agent randomly, it's like K knew him when he was a baby.
Right.
And now he knows him. He like recruited him into the MIB to take care of him.
But yeah. I mean, logistically, the next movie would be Tommy Lee Jones again? And not... Because I thought they were trying to transition
it would be Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. To Brolin. Huh. No. Fancy. All right. Question. Yes. Microphone.
Tommy Lee Jones or Will Smith? Who's the bottom?
Oh, Smith.
Nice. Is that from our chat room?
Yes.
Good
Fantastic.
Question.
Who's one?
Double D.
Oh, okay,
nice.
Those boys.
So, who's the bottom?
Will.
Really?
Come on. Tommy Lee Jones is that muscular top thing. Well, he was.
I could see him being the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe
they're both personal. Those don't exist.
Switch it off. Yeah, it's true.
They do.
Yeah.
That's a joke. We should get to
the real meat of the movie section.
All right.
Which is Prometheus.
Oh, God. There we go. Someone's been on a fan. Someone pour me another drink.
Prometheus. So... I have seen this twice.
Oh, you did? Yep. I want to see it again.
I saw it the first time with
it's
Question.
That confusing.
And maybe some people in our studio audience. I saw the second time with Jared and Patrick and Jacob. And I have something in my hand, too. Somebody help
me.
All right.
No, this is on camera.
So?
Prometheus. I thought this film was very contentious after I saw it the first time.
What does contentious mean?
People loved it or hated it.
Oh.
And there was very little middle ground, I thought.
Well, after looking at some speculation from people who have seen the movie but have analyzed it, I have a greater appreciation for it because of the layers of allegory that they put inside of it.
I didn't know there was allegory in rape. Space rape.
Yes, space rape.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
That movie ain't nothing but space
rape. No, it's space mouth rape.
It's space mouth rape.
Rape is rape. And no means no. I rarely ever say no.
I will say that Jared pointed this allegory out. Some of the stuff is very obvious. Some of the stuff I hadn't even caught on to. Like...
There were lots of very, subtle biblical references they threw in there.
Well, and the washing of the feet was not subtle, at least for me.
No.
Now, the virgin birth, absolutely subtle.
Well, it wasn't the virgin birth. It was the, what was the female protagonist's name?
Dr. Shaw.
What was her first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Shaw.
Who is also a Doctor Who companion from the third Doctor.
I forget the biblical text, but she was, an older woman. And she was barren, but an angel had come to visit her and told her that she was going to be with child.
Mm.
And this angel was interpreted as...
David?
David.
Nice. Who, by the way, David, the android in the movie, played by Fassbender.
Magneto.
Amazing. Best of, I think, all the androids in the Alien franchise. And we talked about Alien franchise in our Alien 101 in Season 1.
Oh, yes. You should go check out that Alien 101 podcast
we did. It is two above this one if you're on our Flame On Only feed, but it's buried probably in millions of episodes of Happened.
You could find it. And also, it's with Drew from First Order Historians.
That's right.
Yes. But yeah, the movie.
Who loved this film, by the way.
He did love this film.
And I did too.
I was very disappointed because I thought when I first saw it, when I walked out, because I thought I thought it was going to set up Alien like as a, like a true prequel. But it really clearly, and they said this before and I didn't learn my lesson, that it just takes place in the Alien universe.
Yep. The thing about this film is it is not a prequel. Like, it is not Star Wars prequel. It is not.
And you don't call it a prequel.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not.
They didn't call it. And they even renamed
it. No,
see,
that's the thing.
They called
it
Prometheus.
Yeah, they have been very clear about this all along. It is connective. It has, there's a tie. But it's not a prequel. It really isn't. And they called it a different name. They didn't call it Alien the Beginning. They didn't call it Alien the Prologue. They didn't call it whatever. It's Prometheus, and
Alien,
it's all
episode
about
one, the Phantom Menace.
Exactly. The Prometheus myth is also very prominent, and I didn't pick this up about how that the Prometheus had to be punished, as the mythical Titan Prometheus was punished, and you know all that stuff. Ridley Scott, I feel like not redeemed himself because he's done good stuff, you know, for many years. But sci-fi wise, I think after a second viewing, this stands up right next to the original and Blade Runner, which two of my favorite films of his, as a beautiful, brilliant, smart, scary, fucked up addition to the sci-fi canon.
Yeah, the bitch is back. I mean, the sir bitch is back.
I mean,
there was nothing scary about this movie.
Are you shitting?
What?
I sat there bored. I'm sorry. Whoever hates me, hates me. I was bored. I hated it. I wanted to leave. But I spent $14 on my ticket to see the fucking movie.
Did you see
movie.
The 3D one?
Huh? No, for the loop. I had to, I saw the 3D one. Yes.
So, okay, the boring thing. I love that. Everything up until shit goes wrong or shit gets real, whatever. I love dry, and that's what Blade Runner, if you've seen Blade Runner,
well, I
that's
saw Blade
what it
and
is.
The first Alien, I expected it.
Yeah.
I expected it because the first Alien movie, the first half was okay, but the last half redeemed it for me because it was that big chase.
Oh my God,
and scary.
You weren't freaked out or scared or just
with
like
the giant pussy?
the penis,
scared all of
the
us.
The penis aliens mouth fucking the guys. Causing this all this crazy
the
shit.
The guy that was outside. Why do you open the ship's door when the guy's
tell me you didn't cringe even a little bit when Noomi Rapace's character went into the machine and had that thing cut out of her. Then it was like wiggling in front of her face and she tried to get out.
The only time I cringed for a second was with the worm, but I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. It's so beautiful. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Really? It's an alien.
If anyone has heard of Red Letter Media, they do like 4 minutes of like funny questions about the movie. And one of them is, if that guy was with the biologist, and when he finds dead bodies, he freaks out. But when he finds like the little penis snake in the black liquid, he shoves his face in it. Like,
yeah, that was weird too.
What's
that
about?
It's like, so no.
And then the other guy who was the geologist, his job was to make maps, but he gets them lost.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't.
How the fuck do you get them lost?
Second time through, I'm watching, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You are the mapper.
You had these things that went in there. Don't you
map
know where
you
are?
Map maker, make me a map. Find me a route.
And you're gone. So there are problems. As I said in my original review, it is flawed. There are certainly flaws in the logic.
I was very disappointed, but do not get me wrong. If they do make a sequel, I will see it. And I would hope that there were more into it that I could be a little scared. I expected to be scared, and I wasn't.
I see. I was freaked out. I drove home at like 2:30 in the morning after we saw it, like midnight. I just kept saying, that's fucked up. That was fucked up. And I didn't have nightmares or anything, but I just, oh my God, it was so fucked up.
It stays with you after you leave.
It was so like Cthulhu. You know what it reminded me of? Neonomicon, the Alan Moore comic he did recently.
Well, if you hadn't lost me before.
With fish dicks and impregnating women with Cthulhu babies and all this Lovecraftian bullshit. That's what I just, freaking.
I came out of the movie feeling very uncomfortable.
Yes.
I was.
With rape. Good.
Not rape, but
good.
Just.
Raped in the face.
You know, revulsion.
Yeah.
And Michael Fassbender's character, I just felt so uncomfortable around him.
I love him, though. And, you know,
if he was naked, I would enjoy the movie.
Yo, he was naked in that one movie, wasn't he?
Yes, I saw just the clip. That's all I need.
David, the comment from the chat room about his motivation. The first time I saw the film, I thought David was this malevolent android. Second time, I actually feel like he wasn't malevolent. He was curious. And he was programmed to do whatever it took to help his creator. Right. Because he wanted to live up to that, you know, in his
but
creator's
eyes. But did you not
eyes.
Know that that was Charlize Theron's father? Did that you was, not know he was on
was
the ship?
Kinda,
did you not know? You know, it was just...
There was stuff like that where I was like, okay, whatever. I got... It
yeah,
wasn't a shock.
Was
it was
pointless.
Just... Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, whatever.
It was kind of clumsily written, and they just dropped a lot of things in there for no reason. Although I will say...
Okay, how are they selling this movie if they're agreeing with me?
I will say this, that I was disappointed when I went out of the theater. I was confused. A lot of it didn't make sense. But the more I reflect back on it, I think I really did enjoy the tone and, you know, just that it was a really well-made, like, high
beautifully
fantasy.
Beautifully shot.
Or not,
I went
sci-fi.
To see Men in Black 3, so I got mind wiped.
Here's the problem with the film. Expectations. If you go in
exactly.
expecting Alien, the prologue, or I know it's not. You see it a second time, expectations are taken away because you know what the movie is. You will enjoy it much more.
Are they going to pay for my second time?
Although it spends the whole movie doing something else, yeah. But in that last sort of 5 minutes, whatever. They have that body hugger, not a face hugger, the body hugger.
Oh my
and
God,
then,
that was
and then,
it,
then the blue alien with the unhinged jaw
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like it's been the whole movie trying not to be an Alien prequel, then it did that.
Well, but see, I know, and that's the thing. They were trying to do this fine line between not a prologue, not a prequel, but then they had to pay
then
some.
Like, here's
kind
a xenomorph.
Of, but I mean, it wasn't the xenomorph we know.
Yeah.
It's this it, different xenomorph, you know?
They try to make it a whole God religious thing that I just wasn't buying.
You know what's
that we
really
created
funny
by
is that
well,
my friend, yeah. She saw it with her boyfriend, and I was like, oh, you know, well, would you like to tell me? She's like, are you ever going to see the movie? I'm like, no, hon. So she's like, the movie sucked, and every girl got dragged. Every girl who's with a guy got dragged by the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so as everyone's leaving out, you can see all the guys talking to the girls, try and explain why it was a fantastic movie, and the girls' faces are just, no,
mm-mm.
No.
Well, I went with my roommate who's straight. I went with my roommate who's straight, my husband, well, who was, I don't know what he is, but my husband, and none of us liked it. None at all.
And see, when I went the second time, I went with Jared, Patrick,
but it
Jacob,
have to take a
Melissa.
Second time.
No, but they didn't, it was their first time. They all, I mean, Jared didn't like it at first, but everybody else liked it a lot. Oh, and me too. So, and then it's kind of grown on Jared. It's yeah. grown on the question. So, I mean, it's just, this is the thing about a movie. A good movie will be divisive. Some people will love it. Some people will hate it. People will talk about it. And this movie, people are talking about.
Only a face hugger a mother could love.
I'm reminded of this film. I forget what the artist's name is, but he made a series of films called the Cremaster series. And one of his films, The Order.
Oh, yeah.
You watched that, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've watched that like 5 times. I kind of understand it now.
Yeah.
But there's still so many Masonic things woven into it
yep,
that
yep.
You know, it takes forever for you to understand. But that's the thing about allegory is that...
There's layers.
There's layers.
And I love that. I love the best kind of fiction I love, like Hickman or Gene Wolfe or Grant Morrison even. There's layers, and you don't get everything the first time. You go back a second time, you go back a third time, and you get something new. I love that. Let's move on. There's some movie news, and I'm going to let the question take this away because he knows it better than I
well,
do.
Well, there's just been I'll just burn through this. And
well,
you guys
because
can,
of the Avengers.
And you guys can throw yeah. out, you know, whatever you think about these. Because, yeah, the Avengers has caused all this hubbub at DC to get a Justice League movie.
You mean
off,
to get a decent movie?
To get to get a Justice League movie off the ground. So they had one of the writers of Green Lantern, Michael Goldenberg, write a Wonder Woman movie. They hired him to do that.
Why?
They're having, I don't know. Then they had the other two Green Lantern writers.
Wait, Green Lantern the movie?
The Green Lantern movie.
Okay, okay.
Not the Green Lantern comic book.
I was hoping.
And then the other two, there were 3 writers on Green Lantern. The other two are now writing the Flash movie.
Wait, there were 3 writers on that movie?
Yes.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe there was too
oh, yeah.
many chefs in the kitchen kind
Green
of thing.
Lantern?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and so and then the actual Green Lantern movie, the one with Ryan Reynolds, might get a reboot a la Hulk.
See, and
you know,
I don't think that's necessary.
They should just do the Sinestro War.
Yeah, just move on with the story, get a different creative team, same actors, and you'll be fine. I don't like the reboot.
Yeah, I don't like the sound that they're going to get
they
a reboot
do it.
Either.
Yeah.
And the thing about the Justice League movie is, as opposed to the Avengers, where each hero had a movie, too, if you're Iron Man, or Hulk, I guess, then they put everyone in a team movie together. Justice League, they're going to do it the other way around, where they just have the movie
yep.
where the team is introduced for the first time, like, you know, Watchmen.
So that's kind of, I like that.
They're
going to
spin heroes out of that movie.
Sure.
Well, do you think, okay, the Flash, do you think Flash is big enough? I mean,
yes.
He's a cool character.
I do.
But
No. He had a TV show.
A movie?
Yeah. And how well did that do?
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But think about it.
Because Wesley, what's it? Wesley Shipp? He was hot.
Mike.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You and I, of course we're going to see it. Mm-hmm. Of course we're going to see it. Everybody else, they just know, oh, yeah. It's like,
remember, critics were saying Green Lantern, the hero you never heard of. Well, so yeah. That's the thing, you know. It's not Superman.
Well, people haven't heard of Iron Man.
I will say this: no, everybody's heard of Iron Man.
No, Iron Man was not a C-list.
He had his cartoon show in the '90s, Fantastic Four.
Iron Man had his own cartoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know, right? It was I don't remember that.
He had the mullet hair. Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
It was horrible.
But I mean, you know, Iron Man grew into. Everybody knows Iron Man. He is a major, major person.
Now he's a household name. Yeah. But before, I'll say this. Where DC has Marvel beat is that their characters are more iconic.
Yes.
Before anyone even mentions Spider-Man or Wolverine, which are Marvel's most popular characters, and now Iron Man, they're going to say name a superhero, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. Even the Flash, I think.
The cartoons, the Justice League cartoon, the Green Lantern, new cartoon, this is instilling in these kids mm-hmm. these things, too. So, I mean, they're going to know these people.
Yeah,
adults, but they'll tell their parents.
Yeah.
You know?
But then you're stuck between, oh, I want to take my kids to see this, as opposed to that's not where our dollars lie.
Yeah. It can happen.
Yeah. And well, then we'll see. As far on the Marvel side of things, Captain America 2.
That sounds cool. The Falcon.
Yeah. There's a rumor that the Falcon might be in it.
Oh, good. That would be
some
good.
Diversity in there. Then he could be in the Avengers.
Can they bring
awesome.
In Winter Soldier? That'd be awesome, too.
No.
Yeah, you know, that guy did sort of fall off a bridge.
Yep.
Bucky fell off a bridge in the Captain America movie. He could come back.
Just keep I hope him so. Dead.
And he's older, too. He's not a little kid.
What?
Keep
and
him
he was cute.
Dead.
I thought he was a
He was adorable.
He was yeah. cute.
And dead. Then also Black Panther movies is rumored for, I think, 2014.
Oh, Lord. Has anybody seen the Black Panther cartoon? I never watched it.
No. I have actually. I think I have a copy of it.
With Jean Mahunsu. What's his name? I don't know.
I should totally watch
that. Yeah, you are.
You should.
Now, Black Panther, a lot of people don't know. He's got a really cool story.
I like it.
He's from Wakanda, yeah. Which is an African nation that has vibranium, which is
high tech.
Shout out to Barrioki. Shout out to Barry.
Oh, is Pat joining
us on Twitter?
Hey, Pat.
Oh, he's tweeting us.
Hey,
tweeting.
I was telling the very interesting story of.
I'm sorry,
Black
you
Panther,
were talking
exactly.
Black Panther's
Did
origin.
You, wait a minute, let me go back.
And that's exactly how everybody feels about it.
Let me go back.
No,
to
it's
the,
actually
that's
a
character.
Cool.
But what's in it?
Uh-oh. Technical. He can't talk anymore. Oh,
no, he's fine.
No, whatever. Black Panther. I'm looking forward to it. I think it would be cool. And I want Jimon Hee-sun to be here.
I'm excited for that. X-Men
how do you say his name?
Jimon Hee-sun.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You're just making it.
Jumanji?
Okay, wait a minute. I think you dashed over Wakanda. Jumanji. Wakanda is the most advanced civilization on the planet.
It's yeah, the they of because of their resource vibranium, which is like what Captain America's shield is made out of and stuff. They're a nation that's never been conquered.
Yeah.
And he comes from that.
They're badass. Yeah. They're in the Fantastic Four, which we're going to talk about very soon.
Yes. And also X-Men First Class. The sort of required geek reading is a story called Days of Future Past.
I can't believe that the new X-Men First Class movie is going to tie in with that.
Maybe.
All that we know is that Fox copyrighted that movie title, Days of Future Past.
Loosely based on it, I guess.
So, which would be a great way for them to. Well, for those who don't know, it goes. Someone from the future comes to the past and helps. Or it's Kitty Pryde.
Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, Kitty Pryde. She comes from the future. To the past to tell them how to prevent an assassination that will like change the world for the worse, and they could really use characters from the existing, you know, current present day.
Bring some different X-Men into this.
X-Men 1, 2, and 3. Like they could bring Hugh Jackman back in time and use him instead of Ellen Page. You know, so it could be cool. It'd be a good way to tie their movie universes together.
It would be. It'd be fun. Speaking of tying universes together, did you read? That in the Avengers movie, they almost put an Oscorp building.
Really?
There was discussion of bridging the Sony Spider-Man world with the Avengers Marvel world. And it just didn't happen because I guess at the point where they agreed, the production people had already done the movie, like, you know, CG stuff or whatever. I don't know. So they at least are open to the possibility. That's the big
thing. No, that's very true. Someone asked, I think it was Jeff Loeb or somebody at a convention the other day.
Yeah.
And they said, well, would Spider-Man ever be in an Avengers movie? And he didn't say no. He said, you know, Marvel and Sony would have a lot to benefit from that. So, you know, keep your eyes peeled. And I thought that was a really interesting answer. Like, they're in talks to do it.
I mean, Marvel could be like, no, fuck you. We just want the rights to revert to us so we can control everything. But they're not doing that, which is smart.
No, that would be hot to have Andrew Garfield.
Let's move on to TV. Okay. There's a lot of TV news. We got a lot of stuff left to go. Not that we're having a ton of fun, but we got to get through this stuff. The Tonys were awesome. I saw about half of them because
Audra McDonald won again.
Audra for Porgy and Bess?
Mm-hmm. Which is phenomenal.
Controversial, because they changed the ending.
They changed the ending.
Shocking.
But you know what? Okay, so I know you listen to Fresh Air.
Oh, yeah.
And I really love how Fresh Air, every once in a while, just goes apeshit bananas over something.
Yep.
And they did it with Porgy and Bess. I know it's shameful to say, but like that, the original book of Porgy and Bess,
yep,
what it was based off of, the original like musical and the movies,
yep,
it's really just like it's hard to watch,
yeah,
as an African American.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so you know, for, and you know, I love Sondheim. I think he's brilliant.
Yep.
No some doubt. Of my favorite musicals are Sondheim. Like he
Sunday in the Park.
Yeah. He did this whole big, like, he didn't call it a review. It was like a more of a response.
Yeah. Oh, about Porgy and Bess?
About Porgy and Bess.
Well, he did it even before he had seen the production.
And I think that to say that, you know, you changed the ending, that's terrible. It's an affront to the original book. The original book is an affront to modern American African Americans. Like,
yeah,
like, I just deal with it.
Interesting. I had not heard that side of it. I, just as a creator, though, this kind of gets into the whole Before Watchmen
thing. He's dead.
How would you feel?
He's dead.
Well, it's not just Gershwin. It was somebody else did the book. Like, Gershwin did the music, but somebody else did the... So, I mean, how do you feel if someone comes along years later and it changed the ending to your story?
Poetic license.
What if someone comes along and says, hey, you know, Watchmen had a kind of a downer ending. Let's make it happy.
Yeah, but nobody's saying that about Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. No one's ever saying that.
That's history.
No one's saying that about Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
But that's history.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Well, Abraham Lincoln was a vampire hunter. Boy, was
I know, you're right. You're right. That first was history. That's not history. All right. But you're right. So anyway, the Tonys itself, I didn't care for much of the music. It was like all the new shows that are big this year, meh.
Really?
They're doing a lot of revivals. Weber's got, you know, a new Jesus Christ Superstar and a new Evita. The opening with Book of Mormon was hilarious, and they had Neil Patrick Harris host, who's always awesome. That was the best part. Every time Neil Patrick Harris came out and was utterly fabulous, everything was awesome.
Okay, that's already enough time for the Tonys.
See, Q is one of these newfangled queers that doesn't like the theater.
I like
Oh, I'm an old-fangled queer, and I don't like the theater.
You just saw Lacage,
but I have
you?
No idea what you two are talking about.
We're talking about the Tonys.
Tony.
And then we went to Vampire Hunter, Abe Lincoln, and
MPH, baby.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick fucking
MPH,
Harris.
I can stand behind that. All right, let's move on. Like to.
A bunch of stuff ended. Game of Thrones, let's start there because a lot of us love the Game of Thrones. We did a Game of Thrones 101 back in season one. Check it out if you want to know all about Game of Thrones. Season two, fucked up, awesome, fucked up. It killed off my main man, King Renly.
Poor Renly.
Fuckers. What's his name? The imp, Tyrion, triumphant, but then fell so far.
He got betrayed.
Totally screwed. What else? Jon Snow. Really? You like Jon Snow? He's okay.
Kit Harington.
Is that who plays him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I will say that I was so bored with Daenerys until the end. And
that's my dragons!
My biggest issue with her character.
I'm a bitch!
We're bored with her throughout the entire season. And then at the end, she does something crazy and badass. And then you're like, okay, was that worth it? No.
She's a Targaryen. Of course it's going to happen that way.
Well, yeah, but it's just... Nice.
From what I read...
No, go ahead.
The book, lots of future kind of like fortune telling happens with her time in the house.
In the book, she goes into the House of the Undying and gets all these visions, these like strange visions, and fans have been pouring over them because some of them have come true.
Right.
So the ones that haven't come true, people are pouring over them to try to... Maybe it predicts what's going to happen in the later books that haven't come out yet. But in the show, they threw that out the window and gave her these very like poignant, like personal, very powerful visions of her. She goes into the throne room at King's Landing, and it's overrun by like ice and snow.
Snow!
That's snow. That's what would happen if the White Walkers won.
Exactly.
And then she exits that, comes out of the wall, which is weird, and then goes into a hut. where Khal Drogo, Jason Momoa, is there with their little baby that they never really, you know, got to have.
It's not a dragon baby.
No?
It's not a dragon baby.
It's not a dragon baby. Yeah, it's not a demon baby. And I thought that was an amazing sequence. Yeah, and just how that was great.
But they cut out all the other prophets.
Yes, it sort of connected her to Westeros, even though she's literally on the other side of the world.
Well, I think
they have to do.
I think they'll just pipe that all through Bran. Like, ah, Bran. He's having dreams again.
There's also the Theon stuff. If you didn't like Theon before, man, you must fucking hate him now.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did have a very rousing speech at the end, and then conk.
Yep.
All right, fuck it. We're getting out of here. We're burning the castle.
We're not dying for you.
Big ending shit. Really good. Some people thought it was slow this season. I thought the moments that were huge, like the Battle of Blackwater.
The Blackwater was
crazy.
Yeah, that wildfire explosion.
Holy
like,
shit.
Rattled my ribcage.
They kept everything like really tight.
Yeah.
With that episode, you could follow it from beginning to end. You never got lost. You got to see Cersei being like the crazy bitch she
little
is.
Little dove.
Oh
Give
my
a little dove.
God. Cersei.
I'm just like poison someone already. God damn it. That's why I watch The Borgias. Everybody dies of poison.
Oh,
the lick an apple, poison.
The White Walkers at the end, the
end.
Oh,
that was ridiculous. The dead horse.
Holy shit. The fucking zombie frost horde. Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Although I'll say this, in the books, you don't even see that zombie horde army at all. You hardly see any White Walkers. So the show's really playing that up, which I find actually a lot better.
Well, you know, they're using it so sparingly, but they are using it for a big like punch at the end of the beginning of a season.
It's, you know, it almost seems like all these like betrayals and political dealings and battles doesn't seem that important in the face of a giant zombie apocalypse marching down on you.
GCB.
No.
Good Christian Bitches.
I'm so upset.
Best show that nobody watched. Well,
that was Christian Chenoweth, right?
Yeah. Kristen Chenoweth.
They had a good cast.
She just can't
stay
on a good
worship her.
Annie Potts.
Bruce Boxleitner. Can I get a what for Tron?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Alan Bradley. Love the show. It was so good for those of us who grew up in the church because it highlighted the hypocrisy, but it highlighted the positive message of the religion.
Did they get bad press from like religious organizations?
Yeah, because Christians, the uptight Christians could not handle the fact that it said bitches. And GCB, which was the title, was too close. And they even reference it. This is the way the show ended. They had this whole adventure in Mexico with all the characters. And the you saw this ending.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
The main character, who I can't think of who plays her, but she like is sitting there at the bar with the priest, or the minister or whatever, and says something about being a good Christian bitch.
Mm.
And I thought that was hilarious. And I'm like, almost like, did you guys write this at the end of the show knowing that this wasn't coming back?
Probably.
And let's all tie it together. But then they actually, like, kissed, and that was like, all season you've been like, when are they going to get together? When are they going to kiss? And then they finally do.
Who kissed?
But, it's the minister who's this hot former military guy.
If you watch Shameless, he plays Fiona's longtime love interest.
Nope. Who's the other person? Who's he kissing?
Oh, what was she in?
She was in Popular.
Popular, yeah.
Oh, boy and a girl are kissing? Ew.
Well, no, here's the thing. GCB was very progressive
porn.
In the sense that, like,
he's that bored.
What are you looking at on my tablet?
Oh god!
Did you find my porn?
No.
Have we derailed already?
Almost. So GCB is gone. Good Christian Bitches is over.
You know what? Well, you didn't let me finish. So please. Very progressive. Like Correct being point. Gay in Texas really wasn't a problem.
Yes.
It was a quote unquote problem for somebody who you broke the cork.
I broke the cork.
For somebody who was, you know, wasn't ready to come out and that felt like they had a family, et cetera, et cetera.
Or I was like, I'll bite it out.
Don't try me, bitch.
Good alcoholic. Go, girl.
But,
sadness.
You know what else got canceled?
What?
Even though, you know, thank you, GCB, for being progressive and making me laugh and giving me, like, lots
of
hours of joy.
Yeah, good run. 12 episodes.
I did. Secret Circle.
Now, oh, thank God.
No.
Let's go to a dance.
No. Here's where I think Secret Circle made a mistake and then tried to fix it, but it was too late.
They tried to be the Vampire Diaries.
The Vampire Diaries, and when they decided to go on their own like way, people felt like it was too late. But the last couple of episodes were great.
Well, number one, they were like 47 years old trying to play teenagers.
But here's my issue. CW can keep that trash One Tree Hill on for 18 seasons.
Fucking hell.
I didn't even know when they were saying that it was over. I'm like, oh, it was still on?
can give Hellcats 2 seasons, but you cancel Secret Circle?
It was terrible.
Circle?
It was terrible.
90210 isn't terrible?
Oh my God, I don't watch that.
That's still on?
That's still on. My husband watched it. I'm sorry.
Melrose
man, I love
Place
it.
Got a second season?
What the fuck?
Well, no. Well, rip that cork with your
teeth. Well, no, they have a new thing.
Wait a minute. Okay, so we have something on Twitter.
Is that Pat?
Yeah. And he says...
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, if I had your wireless password, maybe I...
Oh!
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, rip that cork out with your bare teeth and chug, Brian. Chug.
Oh, my gosh. Well, while we are having a second here, I am wearing a shirt from our Gay Days Adventures. Our Bare Bones Company friends
bought
the shirt. It is Hello Sailor in the theme of Hello Kitty. Done by the amazing Linus Garces. Bare Bones T-Shirt Company is out of Orlando. They do some amazing shirts for bears and actually for anyone, really, because they're just hilarious shirts.
And I'm wearing the gayest superhero shirt I could find. It's a rainbow.
And of course, Pat, affiliated with Bare Bones, is also affiliated with Bears in the City Karaoke and Bear Nightlife. He is single-handedly reinventing the bear community in Orlando, and it is going to be fabulous. So if you are into the karaoke or bears.
Bear-yoki.
And it's not just for bears. It's for everyone. Or the bear lifestyle in that, you know, not just hairy, but accepting. It's tons of – there's like Wednesday night, Tuesday night. Tuesday night's P-House. Wednesday night's at Stonewall. Sunday afternoon, Stonewall. And just Wild's game night because he does that too.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's listening.
It's super so fun.
I can't rip
okay, but
out.
Okay.
Let's
so,
move on. Move on.
Speaking
move on.
Of canceled shows, Marvel's Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes, yes. Which was really good, 2 seasons.
Did it end, though? Because I know I haven't seen any new episodes.
It the announcement that they were going to cancel it and launch a new Avengers show
Assemble,
called
right?
Avengers
in
Assembled.
In the same universe as the
that
fucking
looks,
Spider-Man.
It's supposed to look and feel... No, yeah, in the Spider-Man, but it's going to look and feel and have the same cast as
the movie.
Of
course.
But it's going to add the Falcon. He's going to be the newcomer to the team. He's a little younger.
I don't know. Ultimate Spider-Man is.
Is it?
I heard it was bad.
I watched a couple episodes.
Jokey.
It's got like slapstick humor and like, just,
you know.
Yeah.
Bendis loves it though.
But it's like, who?
Of course he's going to say that.
Power Man and Iron Fist is like 15-year-olds in high school.
You know, yeah. I tried to like Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes and I didn't. I love what they tried to do story-wise. Mm-hmm. That art and the dialogue. Just drove me up the wall.
Because it's even sort of jokey at times. You know?
Exactly.
It's got a very, like, Tony Stark as a Robert Downey Jr. I mean, it's not... If you saw the movie and you saw the cartoon, it's not that far apart.
No, it's. I think it's really well done. I love the story.
And I love that it has the Wasp. I love the Wasp's big hair.
Beta Ray Bill made an
appearance. You're talking about Earth's Mightiest Heroes again,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The one they're canceling to make way for this other shit.
But you know what...
It could be good if they just...
But you know what's amazing and doesn't have that issue? Young Justice.
See, now, when they changed the title, my DVR stopped recording.
I know, once
it
said Invasion. I had to redo it.
I haven't seen any of the new
stuff.
Oh,
it's been
amazing.
Good.
It's on demand.
It's
I know, I heard.
It's
I just
been
got it.
Amazing.
Amazing. There was actually, which I think it's a spoiler, a murder.
I saw that. Which... What's the murder? Who got killed?
Yo,
well,
spoiler, set it up. Set it up.
I don't care.
Aqualad, who was the leader of the team in the first season, has turned bad.
Yes,
he's
with his dad
bad.
Now. He's with Black Manta.
He's with Black Manta.
Because something went down, which we don't know yet, with Tula, Aqua Girl, dying, and nobody helped
wait,
her.
Wait, Tula?
Tula.
Oh, yeah.
He just mentioned
so
that
is
she
that
died.
Other Aqua, is the original Aqua Boy now in it?
Aqualad?
Aqualad? Is he now the white
Garth?
One?
No.
Garth?
No, he's
no.
Not there. Just
no.
The, well, remember, I don't know if you remember the first season when they introduced Aqualad.
Yeah,
it shows
yeah.
Garth and Tula wanting
yeah.
to be together.
Yep.
So then she, I guess, was Aqua Girl for the Titans for a while, which we don't know the story.
Okay.
And she died.
Tim,
but, no, that's not the murder.
Who's
yeah,
the
that's
murder?
Not the murder.
So that turns him evil. Tell him.
So, the Titans, it's Dick Grayson, Nightwing,
uh-huh.
Artemis, who else, Superboy, mm-hmm. and was Kid Flash there too?
I don't remember.
I think Kid Flash.
Wally
was
there. Yeah.
So, they're all fighting Aqualad.
Right.
And they're trying to stop this missile from them destroying this missile. And Artemis and Aqualad go at it, and Aqualad, boom, kills her.
Oh my God, that's so funny because they just killed her in the DC reboot. Yeah. They had an annual and they introduce Artemis and they kill her.
And
it's been
the fuck. That bitch is just born to die.
Hands down, like.
Well,
great.
There's more to it, but we're not going to get it.
We'll
just leave
it
with that.
Yeah, we'll just leave it with that.
It's a well-tuned machine. I've never been disappointed.
No, that's great.
They're showing character growth across the board.
They got Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
The one I don't like is that the
Animal
Lagoon
Man
boy?
Or boy. Animal
oh,
boy.
Yeah, nobody cares about him.
What's the animal?
Pufferfish?
Beast Boy?
Beast Boy is great. Blue Beetle, which, sorry to say, hate the book. Love the character.
Well, come on.
Lagoon
Boy.
That one episode with Blue Beetle.
With Superboy and Blue Beetle?
Yeah.
It was great.
Should have been like what Blue Beetle isn't.
Yeah.
It was great. Because he's fighting with the costume at all time, and they're like, who the hell are you talking to?
Yeah.
You know, and finally, at least he fesses up to Superboy. It's the costume.
I gotcha.
Okay. Ted Kord, the original Blue Beetle, made this scarab.
Oh.
And they mentioned Ted Kord, the original Blue Beetle.
Cool.
And he was killed. Doesn't say anything about light.
Green Lantern, real quick, if you're not watching and it's just ended, Green Lantern was awesome. They had the Red Lanterns. They had the Blue Corps. They had
Saint Walker.
They didn't do the Yellow Corps. They didn't do the Orange Corps. Star Sapphire.
It's only the first season.
Well, I know, but I wasn't sure about the story, and the art was kind of weird. But by the end of it, they brought the fight to Oa. The Red Lanterns come through. Did you see any? Did anyone else watch it?
I didn't make it as far as you're talking.
All.
What are you looking at?
Don't worry about it. I can't get into it at all. I think it's cheesy.
No,
it's
so
boring.
The animation
I'm not doing it.
Not the Red Lanterns. The Red Lanterns are these murderous machines, and they're making them so downgraded.
In the first episode, they do murder somebody.
Like. Yeah, no, they have planet killers. They have these devices that are planet killers. I mean, they're not the nice Red Lanterns. They're... Murders.
You know what blows that show out of the water? The two shows. Quick mentions. One, I'm still watching the new Thundercats. They brought back the feliner.
What?
Oral loves this.
Feliner. Okay, so in the original series, you know the ship that takes them from Third Earth to New Thundera?
It's been a while.
Okay, well, they built a spaceship.
And it's called the feliner?
It's called the feliner, yeah.
I forgot this.
And it's so great. Like, it's retro gold, but it's like well done. It's fantastic.
Well,
it's not bad at all. It's great.
May I just point out for the fact that of the five of us, there are two of us doing the show right now. Three of
we're
us
reading
are
reading the chat.
Are
calm
looking
down.
At naughty pictures.
We're reading
and
the chat.
Reading the chat.
And yes, Viral Demon, you were correct. Ted Kord is the right, but I don't know if they had a first Blue Beetle. That's the thing.
That's the other
know.
Show.
The second show.
Yes.
That just started, True Blood.
Oh, yeah. I almost skipped this.
Yeah.
So I don't watch True Blood religiously.
I watched the season.
I was very curious to know what happened with Tara because I saw Patrick told me that, you know, they kill her off at the end of the season. Like,
yeah.
They blow her brains out.
Who do they kill?
Tara. Well, sort of. So, spoilers again. Well, they did a great job of keeping this a secret because you didn't see any promo about her coming back. You didn't. They bury her and turn her into a vampire.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
the
she
one
comes
thing she's
back.
Disgusted about.
Oh, I know.
Thing, yeah. I know she hated when I watched the show. She hated the vampire.
Self-loathing.
But, you know, it's really funny because I was watching like a behind the scenes and it's always been poor Tara May. Poor Tara May. Because every season they put her through bullshit.
Oh my God.
So now she'll stop crying.
Exactly. Well, now she'll just cry tears of blood instead of just being like gutted.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Especially with all of that anger that her character has always had.
Oh, my God. She's a rage machine.
Yeah.
No wonder she turned lesbian.
But I saw the whole, like, they did the clip of the season before. All the witches. I'm like, I think I have to watch all this.
I didn't listen.
There was a season.
With
the fairies.
That was the main ad. That was a rough season.
The main ad. I liked all the orgies and the crazy
the orgies
shit.
Were fun,
the
but I think
stuff.
It went too long.
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
Yeah.
Like.
You can only do
watch,
so many
watch
orgies.
Last
I think I want to watch.
Is that
last
what you found?
And Eric, okay,
it just wears on you.
We're all stomping on each other.
Was it really Eric's sister that he was fucking?
No.
Because I'm like, oh my God, is he fucking her sister?
No. He calls her a sister because they were both made by Godric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phew. Yeah, that was kind of awkward.
Okay, and now we're moving on because nothing has happened.
That's a vampire I can get behind.
Godric can get behind me.
Video games. We're almost halfway through the show. So video games, we have been playing a couple of them. Journey is the one I have been playing the most. It is the new game from that company that I can never think of the name
that
of.
That game company. Someone on the chat is called, me up.
It is called that game company.
Game company. Well, thank you,
very,
person on the chat.
Very much like a comic shop or a comic shop. Very like generic name. But now I remember. Journey is beautiful. It is a sand-based, like you're running around in the sand.
In the desert.
In the desert, and you're growing this, like...
scarf.
I don't know, this, yeah, it's a scarf, kind of.
Yeah.
It's weird. It comes out of your hood. But it's very... there's non-violent, no violence. You're just kind of running.
There's
in
actually
this...
no dialogue and no instructions. Yep. You just... the camera just sort of pans off in the distance towards this distant mountain that's glowing at the top.
Yep.
And you just have to make your way over there.
Doom or whatever. It's like very Lord of the Rings-ish, kind of like scary looking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you unlock these like glyphs, these like kind of hieroglyphic things. The story is told only through this kind of weird
through like
glyphs.
Visions and music.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful
game. It's an
game.
Experience. Yeah, it's one so good. Game that I've played. When I was done, I felt like moved, like changed.
Fantastic. That's what I wanted a video.
No,
I do.
I want to feel
I know.
I want to cry.
Look, Final Fantasy was the games that, even though all the shit you had to go through, the story sometimes really moved me, and I was,
It's for the PS3.
Bitch. So how long is the game?
It's only a few hours.
Yeah,
it's
I feel like
game.
I'm halfway or almost done.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah, and it's great. And you can come across people randomly in your game, and you can like play together.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
And you get a little boost from like running next to them, and you can make each other power up indefinitely.
So this other guy who looks like me is another player. Yeah. That's cool.
You can't talk to them or anything. All you can do is you can make those
you
notes.
Just run and hold hands together.
Pretty much. You can go.
Yeah.
Bing,
yeah.
Bing. So I'll like be running alongside somebody. And I'll go bing bing bing, and they'll go bing bing bing.
Nice.
But that's the most contact you can ever have.
It's pretty good,
with
though.
Somebody. It's cool. But yeah, let's move on to Doctor Who.
Oh my God. Okay, Oral, listen. In the grand tradition of Doctor Who video games sucking balls.
Oh God.
Eternity Clock, which should be probably their most audacious. They're trying to go for like the video game for kids to be. Fucking bullshit.
I don't want that.
The story is the doctor gets like sucked into this thing. River Song somehow gets involved. So it's you and River Song kind of back and forth, alternating playing, but you're kind of cooperative. But like these puzzles that they do, like you don't, it's non-violent. There's no ray guns, although River has her a lipstick and a little sort of gun. But you have to do these puzzles in between, which are okay. You know, you rotate this and line up the picture, and you do the little energy thing to go through. All this crap, but it's so frustrating. Even when you put it on easy, it's so fucking frustrating that it takes you out of it. And you're trying to beat the fucking Cybermen, and you keep doing the same thing over and over. It took me, let's say, 3 hours to get past this one part on medium.
Medium.
Bullshit. So all I care about is the damn story, and at least it's voiced by the great actors, Matt Smith and
Karen
Alex. She's not.
That's right, Karen. Alex so Kingston. Sorry.
So and they haven't even talked about what the fuck the Eternity Clock is. Like, I know it's going to play a role, but I mean, I'm just so frustrated with this fucking game. And
Brian, I think you're doing it wrong.
I guess. I'm about to put it on easy and just kind of like stumble through it. But even then, I feel like it would have just... anyway. So if you want to spend $15...
Are there dick licks in it?
What?
Are there dick licks in it?
You mean Daleks?
They're called Daleks.
Really?
Daleks. I know you're used to licking a lot of dick, but not everything is a dick lick like you. Some things are Daleks.
Okay, what about the Skyrim expansion?
I have no idea about rimming skies. Sorry.
Well, no.
Sounds like a mid-air.
Talk about the Skyrim.
Mid-air sex move.
Okay.
I'll get a corkscrew.
So, Skyrim, one of the greatest games to come out in recent years. People who love it because it's expansive, and it's like a fantasy sandbox. They're deciding to do is, in their expansion, the first DLC for their new game is the Dawnguard. And so, the Dawnguard is a faction in the game that you can play as. You can join them. They hate, like, paranormals. Vampires, werewolves, ghosts, they hate them all. And this one, apparently they're finally going to war with vampires, which I am a vampire in Skyrim. And they're completely changed.
What level of vampire were you? Because I got to like level 4 and, you know, everyone just aggroed me.
That's the thing. When you become a vampire, you have to drink blood every once in a while. And it's really annoying because you have to do it while they're sleeping. So you have to break into somebody's house. It's once you reach a certain level, they attack you. It's bad. With this one, it doesn't matter. We saw cut scenes of like you draining people like right in front of you, turning into like a horrible like bat like monster with improved mobility.
I'm sorry, I know nothing of what Oral is saying, but I'm interested in the rimming.
No, I said ta-rimming. T E H, damn it. Get it right.
Brian. I was like, who's Brian? You don't have a mic.
I hate you.
As you were saying.
So much.
It's not you.
But
no, that sounds really awesome. I actually know Brian. One of the, I don't want to say his name in case he doesn't want to be revealed.
J-Dog?
As your friend?
J-Dog.
I can understand that.
Sure. And he's a designer for Bethesda, and he's worked on Skyrim, and he's working on this expansion. So we were possibly talking about having him on the show. So if you're into Skyrim, maybe you should keep listening and keep your ear to the ground to when that might come up.
A Final Fantasy character named Sky, was there one? It's like rimming Sky.
There probably has been.
Cloud.
Like Cloud.
Sky.
Cloud, Squall.
Leon.
Squall, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Well, Squall was Leon.
Moving on. So I don't know about this E3
Final
stuff.
Final Fantasy VIII.
The only E3 thing, we're going to talk a little about E3, some of the announcements, because Nerdy Show did a great job of covering it. The new SimCity is amazing. You can play with your friends. I know, I'm making it up. I mean, it's,
not
I'm not
list.
Making it up.
No
it's
app limit. Stay to the list.
Yeah, right. So, I did not see this Injustice Gods Among Us.
First of all, it's called Injustice Gods Among Us.
Looks cool.
It's a DC Universe fighting game. The trailer does look cool. Yeah.
So this will be their second one.
It's like...
Because they did the Mortal Kombat one.
The people who made... NetherRealm Studios, the guys who made Mortal Kombat.
Who here actually played the DC fighting game for the, you know, like 16-bit systems?
Not me.
I did.
So this looks better than that?
No, yeah. Well, it looks like Mortal Kombat versus DC without the Mortal Kombat characters.
Oh, okay.
It looks kind of the same. But it looks cool.
It looks very cool, but...
Yeah. And there's
fighting games bore me.
Fighting games... there's a fighting game for Marvel. It's an Avengers-themed fighting game for the Kinect. And there's a lot of footage of Cap did a great interview with whoever. And it shows Cap, like, playing it. And he's doing the big Thor, like, slams and the Hulk smash movements. It looks really funny.
That's cool.
When you watch someone play it, and you, like, do the different moves and fight. And it was...
I'll
very,
have to check that out.
Simple, but it looks fun.
Yes,
that sounds
Jared.
Like you could break a lot of furniture.
So, Jared, did we get any good questions for
Viral
the question?
Demon. Oh, no.
Are there any plans for a Flame On t-shirt?
It's funny you should mention that, Viral Demon. We actually have a t-shirt that Jared designed, and we were selling at the Bear Hall at Gay Days. And it is still available for sale. In addition to that, we have another shirt that has our regular old Flame On logo with the Gay Pride thing on it. And on the back, it has our Gay Pride Orlando thing from last year. Both will be available on the Nerdy Show store imminently. I just have to put the picture up. But we have a bunch left over from the show we did at Gay Days. I'm going to bring a couple of
Heroes
Con.
Well, not that many. I mean, they were a hot ticket item.
They were, actually. Gave a lot out. And underwear. We have Flame On underwear as well with our Bear logo and our regular logo. So we're working on a jock strap. It's coming.
Note to self.
Soon.
Never let
cock ring, jock strap, and condoms.
Listen, you. Get back to tweeting.
No, I actually have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so someone wants to know... they're a girl, really rocking bod, actually. They want to know, Wonder Woman bikini, yes or no?
What? Wonder Woman bikini?
You can borrow Eric's
bikini. You can borrow mine, but no, it's got a Wonder Woman, no bikini. It's got to be full length.
What about a Wonder Woman?
Wonder bikini. Woman bikini. But that's pantalettas.
Like, but you know, like at the beach, like hanging out, not to like cosplay as.
No, yeah, but it's got to be because you're not having the W unless it's that one piece. If it's one piece in red with the W and then the blue.
I assume there's some variation and derivation of.
What would it be?
I don't know.
Big stars on the nipple.
Oh, he dropped
a little W in the middle. There you go. Okay,
he dropped the T word.
All right. Well, Chuck in the chat room, I absolutely need to get you a shirt because I would love to have Chicago, you know, all a buzz about this
Chicago
awesome shirt
Bears.
You've seen. Who? Oh, damn.
Oops.
He who shall not be named is actually up there, too. All right.
Okay.
We have some questions previously submitted and ready to go.
Yes. Although, before we get into that, I did want to mention Dark Prophet from the Nerdy Show forums reached out to us with a very touching letter about how he was a nerd and growing up, and he always felt a little insecure about that. And he and by listening to our stories about how we were growing up as gay men, he related a lot to us, even though he's a straight guy. And that was, and he also said some other nice things about the show, which was really great. Yes. But I thought it was just great to get that letter. And you know, if anyone's like listening out there and they do have feedback for the show or they want to let us know,
yeah, this
just,
is the one that didn't mention me, right?
Just anything. Right? Well, I didn't want to mention that.
You confused us.
Yes, that's the story we're going to. So I'm not bitter.
Old, we're the old people.
I got a glowing review.
Yeah,
because you're black. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so yeah, he so thank you, Dark Prophet, for writing in. But yeah, let's get into the this is like relationship sort of dating advice. We cannot
Can I jump on with that question? I like this. Let's see what the answer for this question
the first
here.
One?
Yes, I like that.
It says,
how do you do it?
How can I convince my boyfriend to dress up as a superhero during sex? I know y'all have talked about this before, but I need a specific strategy.
Hmm.
I want to know that answer.
So, Q, to answer your question.
Rufinol, and you put the costume on him while he's out.
Well, I would want
does
to know,
he know it's your thing? Like,
yeah,
that
does
says
the boyfriend
that you want?
Know that he's the first person's into wanting to like dress up? Why not just bring it up?
Yeah, I mean, if you bring it up and see how he feels about it.
How do you bring it up?
I would say first you start off with simple things. Let him wear an emblem T-shirt. And see how he goes with that. And then you slowly incorporate more. They make the underwears that say, like, Man of Steel and the, you know.
In fact, I'm wearing Superman underwear right now.
Show it to the webcam.
Go ahead, show it.
I will.
Oh,
right like now. You have it in
later
the past.
In the show.
Listen, you. I may have shown things on the webcam before. I'm not going to deny it.
Oh, I was just talking about gay days, which we'll get to in a
oh,
moment.
Oh, shh.
All right.
So...
That's because the boyfriend requires that he wears that.
There you go. That's Patrick.
That was the husband.
That's going to get edited out real quick. okay.
So anyway, how do we get this person to dress up? How do we help him get
it's
his
like
boyfriend?
About in any relationship, we talk about your fantasies, what you want, you know, and that's how you have to bring it up.
You do?
Well,
yeah.
Oh.
Why not just,
I still don't get laid. It doesn't matter.
Why not
matter.
Just put it on, then start engage your partner in sex, and don't take it off. And see what they say.
Yeah.
No,
is that how it works?
Leave it on. I don't know. I've never actually done it.
And half of the costume stayed on or whatever.
I've done it, and it's fun. Not with my husband. With somebody else, he dressed up as Superman, and that was a lot of fun. He kept the cape and the boots on. And
ooh.
That was hot. He was a cop from New York.
Oh, my
oh.
gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he looked
my
like
God.
Captain America. Oh,
my God.
Heavens. Okay, well, there you go. Just.
But, yeah. I mean, I would say talk to, you know, say that that's your little fetish or you want to try it, try something new.
Yeah,
and...
you can, so your solution is to do that or date Eric. Okay, we have another question, which is how can two bottoms be in a relationship?
You can't, honey.
I know that both men are capable of topping, but if neither is into the role of top, it just doesn't work. Please don't recommend double-sided dildos. Thanks.
Okay,
they're
listen.
Called lesbians.
It's so funny you bring this up because I actually know a guy, a relationship, and they're two tops, and it's the same problem.
They
it's
just
a similar
sword
problem.
Fight. They wrestle.
Yeah, you just kind of.
See, that's fun though. That's hot to even like.
I guess.
It out. But two bottoms. Well,
they just both lay down and.
They're like, fuck me now.
Bump. No, I mean the double-ended dildo thing. You know, one person could strap on.
Well,
actually,
I mean, I'm
wait,
sure
no.
it still works.
No,
I mean,
these
like,
are boys.
You have the desire.
They don't
to
need
to
strap on, but I mean, you could have one just use a dildo
you
and
know,
just kind of enjoy that.
I'm going to
process.
Refer to Dan Savage, who went on a, like a mini tirade. He goes on lots of tirades, but he went
yes,
on a mini
does.
Tirade of this quote unquote like heteronormative like lens that we put over gay sex because it's just mainly recently that we've come up with tops bottoms. You know, and sure, ever the twain stuff, shall yeah. meet, never stick to somebody on your own side. And he says you limit, like, everything that that person represents just because you may like some of the same sexual, like, preferences. And he's right, because, like, sex is a, like, a wide, like, variety and range of things. It's not just being fucked or fucking someone in the ass. So when you look at it that way, why limit yourself?
Well, the question was, can two bottoms be in a relationship?
And no. The answer is yes.
They can.
They can.
If
they can.
If all
I
they
know
want,
people. I know people.
If all they want is to get fucked.
But if, yeah, exactly. If they're strongly, like, that's their role, that's the role they're taking in their mind.
But see, that is so, that's so limited, because...
Then what? Then they wouldn't have the problem, if they're taking the role of bottom.
I think that people think they have a problem because what we've been taught we need to do. I mean, there are lots of ways to have sex. There are lots of ways to work out a relationship. And in a relationship, if your partner wants to do something and you want to be, to steal one of his sayings, GGG, good giving and game, you do it. You do it and suck it up. You can't always have your way in sex. Sometimes you're not supposed to get off. Sometimes you're supposed to get your partner off. And then, you know, like, it's reciprocity. It's reciprocity.
I'm going to be nice, so I'm shutting my mouth.
You know what?
You know where I'm going to go, but I'm not, because I love you too much. I love you dearly.
Snap. This is
I didn't good. Say anything. I said
I
loved him dearly.
I just am imagining this conversation. Happened.
I disagree. I think if you're taking it, like, I'm a bottom. I know I love being a bottom. The times I want to be a top are so few and far in between. You know, every once in a while I get the urge, but it's so
But if you
minimal.
Knew your partner wanted to get fucked, would you be able to use a dildo on him?
They didn't throw it away, yeah.
But I mean...
Yes.
Like, yeah, that doesn't
but
seem
not
like...
the same thing. It's not...
No,
the, you
because
know?
You're not going to get that exact... But it's
well,
like
not even... For the person getting it, it's not the same thing.
Well, sure, you know? But it's closer. I mean, that's the thing. It's like it's at least a little bit closer than not.
Well,
I
am gay, and this conversation is making me uncomfortable.
Well, then there you go.
A lot. I was just, like, picturing myself someone, oh, yeah, all these movies and video games and, you know, TV shows. Okay.
Shit,
oh,
my real.
God. Oh, my God. What are they talking about?
Double-sided dildos. I don't understand.
Well.
Is it really? Oh, they like it. Well, yeah. Things about to keep getting gay with gay news.
Wait. Eric, you were reading from the chat room.
John Sebastian, Jared went back to porn, so we don't know what John said.
Let's get into some gay news. We'll touch back with the chat room in a minute.
All right.
But the chat room's right there.
Okay, John, one of the things John Sebastian said is, but as long as both parties have a chance, but I don't know the whole...
They're talking about comparative to straight sex and how it's similar in that, you know, usually... The guy is going to get off, but the woman may not. And sometimes you have to do what you need to do. So the woman gets off and the guy doesn't necessarily have to. So it's the same idea. It's like one partner can enjoy giving the other person pleasure and get off just from that, as opposed to doing the thing that would actually get them off otherwise.
That's preposterous.
Well, I mean, I agree, because I get, you know, I like getting my partner.
Oh, well, now I know the secret.
Well, one of the worst kept secrets on the Eastern Seaboard, along with the Q's identity.
Well, both found on a bathroom wall in Fashion Square. Thank you.
Moving on to gay news.
Gay news. So, we have some very important gay news. Brief mention, Gay Days. I want you just to go back, check out our live show. We had such a good time.
So much fun.
All of us, I mean, Jared and I were out there the whole weekend in the Bear Hall with the Bare Bones t-shirt guys, with Pat from Bears in the City. Great time. Q came out and joined us on Friday, brought some Twinks over to our booth, which was awesome. My friend Jacob, our former straight boy on the floor, actually went out in a Flame On t-shirt, Flame On underwear, went over to the main expo, brought a trail of daddies behind
and I missed
back over
all.
To our thing. Hilarious. And then
the Pied Piper penis.
Exactly.
Saturday we had a wonderful time.
We did
at
some
the
karaoke.
Expo.
in the evening.
Karaoke, was and hilarious. We had a nice dinner.
We did went to BOMA's. All of this is recounted.
That you drank a gallon of rum.
Listen,
are we skipping that?
First of all, when Ryan
I didn't know
I,
how you just glazed over
when
that
Ryan
part.
And I started on that rum. It was like more a little over half a hand.
That was on Sunday.
That was
no. I started the weekend with a flask, and I said after like 2 days, screw this, I'll just bring the bottle. It was half full. Oral and I shared it with some Coke. It was great because the drinks there were this whole production anyway. Mm. Sunday was fun because Sunday is when we did the live recording. Sunday was so low expectation. We just didn't know what was going on. People would just drop by. People did the karaoke earlier in the day. The, mm-hmm. the pool party was huge. Tons of fun. Eric came out and joined us. Overall, great experience. Well, you didn't?
Moving on.
Okay. we really appreciate you guys, the listeners, because
Thank you so much.
It possible without your donations, for which we will be doing a gender media microsode or series. We're not sure yet which.
And those
how much
of you
do.
Who donated and hit that special sweet spot, your prizes are coming.
Well, several. Well, okay. Jay's got his T-shirt.
Yeah.
Those of us who did the the perks, we do have prizes ready. We just got to send them out. But no, we really appreciate it. Without you guys, we couldn't have done this. It was a lot of fun, and we would gladly do it again in the future, depending on the situation.
Well,
I don't know that we got a whole lot of publicity.
We have a possibility.
There's a possibility.
We were asked to do the first Gay Days in Vegas.
Woo! Oh, that.
Oh,
I was going to say.
My, why don't you tell the question about this?
Oh,
because
yeah.
you weren't coming.
Well, I did also find out they're doing a new bear bust in October that we're having a vendor fair. So
where, you know what?
That? I Pea House.
Well,
possibly. You know what?
Possibly. It's still very tentative. So
that would be great because, like I said, I think I said it on the show. I don't know. I was drinking.
A little bit.
I was so hungry Saturday, starving. And to see gay men eat in front of people, just my heart grew two sizes too big.
Yeah.
And then I did a purge.
No.
And then he went to
no.
the of feelings. Of, I did a purge of feelings.
Okay.
Is that what we're calling your feelings?
Yes. Gay Days, lots of fun. If you missed us, you missed us, but you'll catch us in the future.
But thank
and
you so
also,
much,
I
guys.
Thought,
was great.
Which was next gay news item, is it was great as part of Marvel's strategy for promoting North Star's gay wedding. Mm-hmm. They had Obama come out and support gay marriage.
That was great marketing play by Marvel.
It really worked well. And, you know, it was Biden started the whole chain of events. So he must be in the pocket of Marvel.
Why
me.
Can't Obama just turn around and say up. All Choked states? Up. I mean, he's the president.
He's trying to walk the middle path, and I understand this.
Shut your mouth.
But I am grateful that he has come as far as he has.
I agree.
Yes, he's endorsing marriage equality.
The first American president to endorse this.
And he's not a king. He can't just, And even if he was a king, there'd be the Magna Carta.
It's the legislation has to happen. I mean, this is all his just opinion at this point. But no, he came out and supported gay marriage. We love that.
Question.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys feel all of this is empowering the gay community or abusing the plight of the homosexual?
Empowering, I think.
I would say.
Is this regarding the comics or just in general? Like North Star?
Talking about Obama or the. Yeah. Or are we talking about the North Star?
North Star.
I mean, the North Star thing, I think. I just like seeing gay superheroes, so I don't care if they're trying to cash in on the gay market, whatever. Great. The Obama thing, I actually feel like this is him reaching this personal decision in his life. And coming from the background he has, a lot of the black churches. I don't know why they're a little more conservative when it comes to homosexuality. I'm thrilled that he is now to that point where he can openly say, yeah, marriage equality, that's what you need.
Okay.
So.
As for characters, I it's going to sound really weird to say, but we've done a lot. We've accomplished a lot in the decades, but it's still so early in the fight that any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
When it comes to positive role models, because I know growing up as a gay man, as a gay boy, you had Ricky Lake. You had those really weird episodes of Phil Donahue and
21 Geraldo Jump Street.
And 21 Jump Street. Yeah. And that was it. And, like, you always kept, like, a mental, like, note or list
right.
in your mind what episodes it were and when they were re-airing, because that was the only...
What about Jenny Jones? Remember what happened there?
We're not talking about Jenny Jones. But it was, it's all, personally, I had. So, like, anything that's out there for, like, young gay, like, listeners or, like, young gay kids in general to see is good in my book.
Yeah, all these, actually, IGN did a sort of a coverage of all the...
I'll just stare at the camera on this one.
Of all... Let me get it out. Of all the current, like, big gay names in comics, as far as characters go.
Work it, girl! Work it!
Write it!
Yeah, that article was fantastic.
They did a gays in comics
I was very
article.
Pleased to see that. That writer is up and coming.
He's going places.
He's so arrogant, places. Though. I just don't like
him. A bit cocky.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, but yeah, and that, you know, Kevin Keller. Actually, Kevin Keller is going to be bullied in his next issue. Did you hear about that?
I did. You know, let's talk about the gay comics thing here in a minute.
Give him a wet willy. It's Archie. Sorry,
Oral is limboing.
The alcoholic needs to go get his drinks.
Under the camera. So we'll talk about that in a second. Let me finish up this gay news, and then we'll talk about gay comics.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
North Carolina, fuckers, but we can't say much in Florida. DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. This is the law, a federal law passed under the Clinton administration that does not require a state to recognize another state's marriage. So if you get married in a state where gay marriage is legal, you move to another state, doesn't have to recognize it.
You're like
married.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. So you get married in New York, you can't come back to Florida. Well, DOMA has been overturned, at least in an appellate court in Massachusetts, which means next up, Supreme Court. Unfortunately, Supreme Court's kind of conservative right now. I don't know if that's going to go well. We'll see what happens. Another thing, this is kind of weird. You know, Mormons, weird. An out gay Mormon has come out and said, yes, I'm a gay man, but I'm in a loving relationship with a woman. And this is what
I
want to do.
And these are the rest stops I play at.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Listen.
I mean, come on.
Here's
really?
The thing about this. I was thinking about this a lot. If he wants to live his life this way, and he can find a way to please his wife, and maybe she fucks him with a dildo, I don't know.
Oh.
Like we were talking about.
I think maybe he just gives her the credit card. And
well, there's that. But I mean, if they have an arrangement, kind of like on GCB, mm-hmm. great. But he is living his life, supposedly, without his preferred sexuality.
Then you're not out. You can't say you're gay if you're married to a woman.
He's out and he admits to having this inclination. He wants, like he said very vividly, he's like, I would enjoy gay sex. I mean, it sounded like he had done it. And he just decided to be a good Mormon. He needed to turn it off, like a light switch.
Just to see his tap dance at the urinal.
You know. But I mean, I have to kind of say, like, if that's his lifestyle choice, it's not a lifestyle that you can really choose to quit. And he's not quitting it. He's just putting something else in front of it and making something else a priority. And that's up to him.
Yeah, of course.
It's a weird thing seeing this situation unfold. And, you know, I would have less of a problem if it didn't come from a religion. But at the same time, it's ultimately his choice. So this guy's out there. If you are following gay news, check him out and see. You can absolutely be married and bi. I know of yes. people who are that way, and that's cool. If their husband and wife are cool with that, then that's all that matters. So another real quick thing, and then we're talking about some gay comic stuff. In Orlando, the gay and lesbian marching band known as the Sounds of Freedom Band, of which I am a member, founding member.
Out there.
We just had our first concert band concert. And it was this past Sunday at the this local Shakespeare Theater. Huge attendance. I was shocked. We filled the theater with people.
And congratulations.
I was really surprised because like I didn't promote it too heavily. I kind of told some friends and some people could make it and most didn't. But it was a great concert and it's a great tradition. Many big cities have this. And now Orlando's on the map. We have a gay concert band. We have a gay marching band.
And we have Fringe, which is super gay, too.
Fringe, in fact, the flag corps from the gay marching band was there. We saw that. I went to their show, Spinzophrenia, and we talked about in Fringe 101,
mm-hmm.
another little microsode we did. Fringe talked
was
to
awesome
the,
this year.
Yeah, I saw Cannibal, the other people we talked to. They're great.
Saw,
Danny Garcia was fantastic.
Yeah, Everybody Loves Chlamydia, which a friend of mine was in. Hey, but shout out for Bobby.
Everybody Loves Chlamydia?
Well, when it's funny, yes.
Okay. When is chlamydia funny?
When the you know what? I've made too many pops at you question.
Oh, you were gonna go back to the well.
I wasn't gonna play to the cheap.
What did you say to me in season one? Don't always come for me. Ow.
Oh God, it was like watching the Special Olympics and throwing shade and snapping. Don't always come
bi,
for me.
Being bi can be stigmatized.
You should be a little more politically correct with that, Mister.
Mister? Mister?
Do you have arthritis?
There's lots of snapping, and I don't know what that
there are
means.
Lots of, we don't know what's happening here, people, but we're going to go back to
right.
Gay news.
Gay news. Comic news, and this is going to bridge into our comic news. We all know about North Star. We all know about the 30th in June at a comic shop. We don't know what's going to happen, but...
We're redoing the...
Gay marriage.
Doing the gay marriage. Okay.
A reception.
We're doing actual reception. We're doing a mock ceremony and everything. Mm-hmm.
I hear so North Star is getting cold feet, though.
Yes, I hear that, too. He was. I read the issue, too, and he was a little frigid in it. So.
Mm. Oh. Hmm. Mm, not going to consummate? Nope.
But, you know, I mean, I'm
very
happy.
I hear he never agreed.
I'm very happy about the North Star thing. It's an advancement. I think the character died way too many times.
Like three times
never
in the course
by
of a
Wolverine
month.
Alone. Yeah. You know, and even Kyle was killed in the Alpha Flight miniseries, so I don't understand how
was
these
he
people
killed?
Are alive. I believe so. I remember
was,
reading an issue
I don't think
and he
actually
dead,
died.
But maybe it was just something that...
He got caught in an explosion, and they showed him like under the rubble, but he survived.
Oh. It is Marvel. Well, that's happening locally here in Orlando, so if you're in Orlando, come on the 30th. It'll be awesome. Several of us will be there, if not all of us, but at least
it should be fun.
Most of
it should be a blast.
Of course, Alan Scott.
Alan Scott, DC.
Green
Look
Lantern,
at me. Look at me.
Because James Robinson realized that with the reboot of the DC Universe, specifically with the reboot of the Justice Society, Obsidian, an out character in the old DC continuity, would no longer be around, at least for a while, who is gay. So they had to make his dad gay.
That was gay that he did nothing with the homosexuality. He wasn't date anybody. He just came out of the closet and just went back into the shadows.
Yeah, shadows, exactly.
You know a book that really does it very well. Two books, actually. Batwoman.
Batwoman does it brilliantly.
And Stormwatch.
Yes. I love the whole relationship between Apollo and Midnight. I think it's adorable.
I just don't like Midnighter's new costume because it's a little too... overtly S&M. Like, I don't mind the S&M, but it's like...
Right there.
It's like, really? Really? Now, question is, so is North Star the top? No, sorry. The question... Other question... Oh, God.
Is North Star the top?
Is North Star the top? I say no.
No.
Kyle.
His sister always held the reins.
He needs to be too fast.
Wow. So, no, Kyle's the top. We've decided. Moving on into comic news. Basically, that's it. The gay comic news. No, we have a bunch of comic news. We always carve this up into indie, Marvel, and DC. And really, indie is just everything that's not Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
In terms of indie news, we already talked about the fact that Kevin Keller is going to be bullied, gay-bashed. Mm-hmm. Not really gay-bashed, but like bullied.
It's Archie.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's Archie.
They're
a
version of... He goes to the beach and someone...
kicks sand in his face.
Something like that. So some guy...
Steals his burger.
Like,
do you remember that like old advertisements in the comic books and they kick sand in the face?
Yes.
That's what it's going to be.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, I read it, the pages, and it was Archie style bullying, but it was, you know, he was being mocked for being like feminine, and then a girl like say, "Oh, don't you want to kiss me?" and blah, blah, blah. It was, you know, like that.
And it was disgusting.
Now, a friend of ours met the person that sort of created this.
Yeah, isn't he one of the publishers of Archie Comics as well?
I think that's
well, Aaron got us all the information.
I think in a future episode we may have to talk to this gentleman. Yeah. Because that'd be kind of cool.
Dan Parent, right?
Dan Parent. He's very nice. I've heard interviews with him before. He's super nice.
Other indie-wise, you know, not news specifically, but if you're not checking out Profit...
Then just keep moving on. Because nobody else is, honey.
Listen.
We ordered two copies.
Oh, Matt.
I hope one of them was
for
you.
Oh,
one of them is for
Matt.
You, and one of them is for David Arline. Sorry, David.
Matt.
David Arline.
No,
Matt.
Fuck you, bitch. Listen, OMAC is getting a zero issue. And he's in Justice
because he's in last place.
International just get canceled?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
He's in last place.
Running through all the books, bringing them down, isn't he?
Damn it. No, Prophet is so much better than the Liefeld stuff. If you like Mobius, if you like this kind of crazy sci-fi stuff, Prophet's awesome. Secret, I didn't read the issue 2. I somehow missed it. Hickman, who I would gladly fillet.
Although, yo, I listened to Jonathan Hickman's Word Balloon interview with
Sutris.
Sutris?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, right?
He is so smart, and he talks about story and just like sort of the inner workings of the comic industry like I've never heard before. Yes. And he went really in depth in like digital and how people are tackling that and how positive – he has a very positive outlook on digital.
Oh, he's huge on the digital.
And it's – no, he's a great, great interview. You should ever go check it out.
Has to do with what with the comic?
What? Well, he you know,
stay on track, girl.
He wrote Secret.
Secret, which the second issue I heard, I haven't read it yet, was really good, awesome colors. I also listened to the Centrist Word Balloon with Dave Gibbons, and he talked about Secret Service with Mark Millar, or Millar, whatever. And that sounds really good. I read the first issue. I haven't read the second one. I don't know.
The first issue was okay, but I wasn't blown away by it.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Hearing Dave Gibbons talk about his craft and just it sounded kind of cool. I'm really interested in getting back on that.
You know, last indie book mention. Lock and Key Clockworks finished was fantastic. It gave us the history of the key holders, like the parent generation. And how, this doesn't seem so bad. This went terribly bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty messed up there.
It's wrapping up,
although,
right?
The last issue, it was really rushed, in my opinion. And he kind of just went through the motions of showing how all these different weird things, because throughout the whole series, he threw all these curveballs. And in this last issue, he was just like, here's how this one happened, and here's how this one happened, and here's how this one happened.
Well, it's
just one after the other.
It's a housekeeping book. It's the Half-Blood Prince phenomenon where you set up all these things, you have to finish it.
I actually went back and read the entire series again, and everything is set up, and it's there, and it's so detail-oriented, and they really thought about it from the beginning. Actually, Joe Hill said he planned out the entire series, answered every question, then he started writing it.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, with that head start, you think he would put out a book on time? But
I know it's been pretty late. And the next, there's a big delay until the next arc and final arc, Omega, starts in August.
Really? Yeah.
But knowing him, it'll be out in December.
So evidently, Chuck met Centris.
Huh?
Chuck, our friend from a comic shop, met John Centris.
Oh, get out of town!
Ooh, that's pretty cool. Being up in Chicago, everybody bumps into each other, or whatever. Maybe he'll be at Heroes Con. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Mm.
I actually would really love to talk to John Centris. Speaking of Centris, if you have like that love of comics and you loved hearing us talk about comics for hours on end, Comic Book Bears, Bill Z sounds like John Centris. And is awesome, and I might be joining them next week doing another show.
Ooh.
So we had a good talk.
He's leaving us for the Bears.
I don't want to hear it. Wait a second. We got Oral maybe doing another show, maybe? Is that still
What?
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be mentioned in public.
Why not?
Oh, no, it's I'm doing our friend Joe.
Joe Salas?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He and I are going to do a podcast with Nick.
Nice.
It's pretty much like a book club type thing. And the first one, I don't know if it's a spoiler. Spoiler alert! Mm-hmm. It's we're going over Watchmen because of the new Watchmen series and titles that have come out. So,
and didn't you do something recently?
I have to do one in the beginning of July with Matt Rex and Octavia.
Those bastards!
Our boys are getting out there.
Well, actually, it's better that you do that one and I do this one because I already promised them I would do that too. And just let me know, but I'm really busy now.
So we're out there, but check out Comic Book Bears and these other shows we'll mention, of course, as we do them.
And this has actually been the week of Brian Wood.
Oh, Massive.
It's got Wood. Massive, Conan, and two X-Men books. But you guys read Massive?
Whoa, wait a minute. He did X-Men?
X-Men, which is just the plain X-Men title.
Oh.
And then Ultimate X-Men.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, that's right. I didn't know he was taking on.
And he's the guy who's behind DMZ and Northlanders.
Yep.
Very successful indie writer. And so this is his four books in 1 week.
I didn't know he took on X-Men. I knew about Ultimate X-Men.
I read the Ultimate X-Men. I didn't read the X-Men. Did you read the X-Men
I read the
one?
X-Men one,
How
yeah.
was that?
But, well, actually, I want to start with the Massive.
Okay.
Then we'll go into the Marvel to lead
yeah,
into
we'll
our
Marvel
conversation.
Marvel,
but the Massive is... It's sort of the spiritual successor to DMZ, they say.
Really?
Where the world has pretty much succumbed to every environmental disaster possible with, like, oil and then, like, tsunamis and earthquakes and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's not really about preventing those things. It has happened. And then this crew is on the ship called the Capital, and they're searching for a lost ship called the Massive. And they're all environmentalists, but what do you do if you're an environmentalist and the world's already gone to shit?
Yeah. Told you so.
And it was a solid first issue. A lot of world building. It was pretty interesting. The characters were not horribly interesting. Yeah. But
that's the problem I have with DMZ. I didn't really care for the characters, but
yeah.
the political
Actually, I liked
stuff.
The DMZ character,
because
you felt like you were kind of in his shoes going into the DMZ with him.
But I mean, other than him, I don't know.
This is true. This is true.
Woods, but... like I read his Wolverine in the X-Men series with Wolverine and Armor and whatever Choir's
oh,
name
Alpha
is.
And Omega.
I was just kind of like, well,
didn't do it for you.
No.
I also wasn't a fan of the art on that one. But...
No, the art was rough.
But yeah, but let's segue into Marvel Comics. All right.
So do you guys know about these big
X-Men
shakeups?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this until very recently. I read it on Bleeding Cool, like. After AVX, we're moving people around. Hickman's leaving Fantastic Four, which we knew.
Well, yeah.
And it looks like he's taking on Avengers. Mm. Should be interesting to see if
he
confirms.
Ultimate Avengers.
So. Oh, yeah, no. Hickman, follow Hickman to the ends of the earth. I don't care what he writes. So that's actually good.
I'm excited for Bendis on X-Men.
I'm a little X-Men and supposedly uncanny and regular X-Men. So that's where I'm like, whoa.
Wait, didn't Brian Wood just get X-Men?
Yeah, I know. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, there's a few there's different X-Men titles.
Yeah. Well, Wolverine and X-Men, it's staying with Jason Aaron.
Which is good.
Thank
which is,
God.
Oh, yes. He's killing it. Fraction is switching to Fantastic Four. Now, here's the thing. I like Fraction a lot. So I'm excited to see his take on Fantastic Four. If
I
anybody
don't know.
Else,
have you read anything he's written in the past 2
yes,
years?
Yes, I like it.
Did you
I'm
read
sorry.
Fear
have
Itself?
Have you noticed?
How did that work out
okay,
for you?
Other than Fear Itself.
Or Remember Thor?
I
remember
like Thor.
Thor?
But I like Thor.
Let me get...
Thor's great.
Matt Fraction, when he did Uncanny X-Men, I really started loving my X-Men again
there
because of him. Because I didn't care for a while.
In Thor right now, you have this crazy fucked up stuff with the mares, the nightmares. And you have this goth guy coming to play, and he's like a Satanist.
What
story
is this?
Oh, Jared.
In Thor.
Mighty Thor?
Oh.
He like it's like this dream world, and he gives birth to, and I can't think of his name, but he's like some like avatar from his band, and he's got his own hammer. It's kind of cool. I like it.
And we're moving on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
definitely
it
one for out there storytelling.
I love him, though. I love him for that.
You know, we're not hating on the creator or anything,
no.
But because we love some of his past work, but currently we're not quite feeling, not all of us are
not
feeling.
All of us.
Well, what's this,
what he's doing
Astonishing
now?
Avengers.
Remender, and this is just rumors, all this is speculation from Bleeding Cool, Remender is going to take on this thing called Astonishing Avengers.
He better just keep his own Uncanny X-Force.
Continuity light.
Oh, well,
Avengers
I don't
want to
believe that. I don't want to believe that. And even Secret Avengers isn't too bad if the art could just kind of line up with the rest of
it. Well, no, it was good, and then it just tied into AVX, and it turned to Eon Flux.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, can I just talk about AVX for just a second?
Wait. Let's save that for the
I'm
end.
So
when we're done with
this.
First X.
All right. Did you guys hear another word balloon thing? Very recent. Neil Adams was on with Christos Gage talking about the first X-Men. And how
Have
they're
they
going
to revealed who it was? It was I think Gambit.
Wolverine.
Involved?
Oh, I don't know about was Gambit, it? But Wolverine. It seems like he's the main player. He gets Eric Lernscher. Eric, I can never say
Magneto.
His name.
Lernscher.
Magneto, and a couple other new people to kind of be the first X-Men, and they go around helping X-Men. It's a 5-issue thing. Neil Adams is drawing. Christos Gage is scripting from a Neil Adams plot. I'll give it a try.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, they're going for they don't really like this tie-in, but they're going for the first class.
Yes, people. they even openly said that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if they make it a great idea, why not steal it?
Yeah. Well, and evidently the whole Nazi Magneto, Nazi killer Magneto thing.
Nazi Hunter Magneto.
That's from the comics, too. So, I mean, whatever. Neil Adams is crazy as fuck. If you've read Batman Odyssey, you'll know what I mean. And you never hear him talk. He's crazy. But he's crazy awesome. Like, he's got so many cool, weird, crazy ideas. And he's so old school. I love it. Anyway, And AVX. Oh, AVX. So let's start with that. As our,
okay,
like,
where what
point.
Issue are you up to?
See, I, okay,
well, everybody's up to five, five except for us.
Yeah,
I feel like it comes out next week. I feel like we should.
Well,
talk
when
about
this
it.
No,
actually,
we can't.
See, this is where it gets kind of complicated because the people listening to us live,
we can't, and yeah. we absolutely can't.
Right.
I have seen up through five, and at the end of five, spoilers, we got the Phoenix Force 5, as Ron from iFanboy called it. The Phoenix Force gets split into all these like different people.
The Phoenix
all
Five,
the,
they called
the Phoenix Five. Phoenix Force Five. I like that better. And it's got Cyclops. What's his name?
Emma. Namor. Colossus.
Cyclops, Namor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And supposedly Namor or Colossus now has hair. Like when
yeah,
he
got his
bald,
hair back, right?
He got his hair back. The way JR is drawing it, John Romita Jr. He has hair again.
But it wasn't. Oh
yeah.
No, it was the next.
I feel
one.
The Phoenix would purge Sidorak from him.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. That's my guess. Yeah. I tweeted Kieran Gillian, who writes Uncanny X-Men. He said, watch, you know, Uncanny X-Men to see what happens with that. So.
Interesting. Why did he get his hair back?
I think...
The mystery.
I think
but
Phoenix
no, that makes sense that the Phoenix Force
overwrites,
it.
You know.
Well, supposedly, the next issue, which some
rock,
people
paper,
here may
Phoenix,
have read...
Rock, paper, Phoenix, Sidorak, shoot! Rock, paper, Sidorak, shoot!
Some people in here may have read this. They jump forward, and it's the world after the Phoenix Force 5 has kind of come in and done their
thing. Yeah, like a 6 weeks later kind
of
thing.
And it's Hickman, too, right?
Yes, who's very big on the world building and, you know, developing high concepts like this.
Yep.
Like, what would the X-Men do mm-hmm. with 6 weeks of Phoenix power, like cosmic-level power, to remake the world in their image?
Yep.
So, Olivier Coipel is, that's how you say his name, right?
So they're switching
he's
from...
Taking over art duties now.
Yeah, okay.
At least for the next few issues.
It was so pretty.
It was amazing.
He is pretty, too.
Yeah, I'm just going to say
he's
that.
Hot.
The event...
And you know, my lovely boss had no idea he was gay when he came to a comic shop. They thought just that's because that's the way he was because he was French. I'm like, really? You didn't notice he had a husband?
No, he's not super cool. Kids. I met him at New York Comic Con.
We really ought
awesome.
To get him as an interview. If he's gay,
no, yeah,
we know of him. We know him. We should try to land that.
So, leaving AVX before we lose. Our
no,
time.
No, I'm not leaving
talk
AVX.
Talk about it a little
let
bit.
Let me just talk about AVX. Have you guys read The Avengers with Bendis and Simonson?
Which title is this? Because I've
the now the one.
This is the one where the Protector, Novar, Marvel Boy, you know, Captain Marvel-ish, Captain Marvel Boy.
Right, he was like
Grant Morrison. Fuck Brian Michael Bendis. Fuck him in the ass, and here's why. He totally took this awesome character, an alternate universe Captain Marvel, basically, bad attitude, kind of fucked up technology, all this, totally, like, reduced him and... made him this pre-normal Marvel continuity bitch. And this episode, like, just like totally disassembled him. And he's, like, now kind of been kicked out of the Avengers and kicked out of the Kree Empire, which isn't his Kree Empire. He's from another fucking universe. I don't understand. Did anybody else read the Morrison thing?
Whoa, whoa, calm down.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm pissed
you.
Off. Woo. I'm so woo. Pissed. Because
Hulking
the Grant Morrison,
here.
The Grant Morrison Marvel Boy Bear series is awesome with J.G. Jones, awesome series. Marvel Boy is fantastic, and I don't know what Bendis was smoking when he decided to just totally throw out Morrison's stuff and do his own shit. Ugh, I'm so mad.
Well, you know this podcast is very popular. A lot of important people listen to it.
Well,
so you're gonna have
fuck
to answer.
Them.
You're gonna have to answer
Bendis.
For that.
You can call me or tweet me or tweet. Tweet our tweet.
Flame on at Flame on Show Podcast.
I just I'm so
at Flame on Podcast.
At what point
Twitter.
Did anyone else read this? Am
no.
I the only one?
I can't even
I read
look
it.
At the art.
Did you read Marvel Boy?
I did
oh,
not
Grant
read
Morrison's?
That before.
No, I never read that one.
But I did
it's
want...
always
awesome.
Been saran wrapped. It's already been shrink wrapped. And I just like, I guess
why
I'm not reading
do that.
This.
I bought Marvel Boy
this.
From the store and yeah, it was saran wrapped. I never understood that. Anyway.
No, yeah, right. I would agree. I thought it just – well, I can definitely appreciate that, you know, this great story was told and he just took it and was like, bleh, with it. I didn't even realize that. Just,
yeah.
But what I took out of that was the Phoenix is headed towards Earth and they're doing this little tiny betrayal plot. It's like, shouldn't you be focused on the bigger cosmic
well, please,
giant
in Secret Avengers,
threat?
They're still fighting the Phoenix. It's like, okay, it went into the Cyclops and Emma.
I know. Like, in Secret Avengers, they, like – fight it, lose,
have drink,
land on land on the planet, go back, fight it again. It's like
a couple of cocktails.
I just don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's I don't understand. I don't understand what the hell's going on.
You know what? Yeah. Here's the thing. I like the event. I think it's one of the one of the better Marvel events in the past couple of years. Their timelines for their tie-ins fucked up beyond all recognition. Like, this book takes place between this page and this page and AVX3.
Right before Cyclops gets out of the plane, this happens.
And I wish it was more cohesive. It's not. So I just take it for what it is. New Avengers, still kind of confused, but I liked it.
Well, I like it because it's in the past. It's not really showing what's
good
going on
good way to
now.
Go with it. Bendis, yeah. I like this.
I like that
Bendis,
one.
This other thing you're doing?
I let it go. Mean,
granted,
fuck this.
Once again, Tony Stark fucking everything up. You know, oh, I got an idea. Yeah, had that work.
Build
out
a big-ass suit.
Side note, why does Bendis need two titles when he writes a series? He's taking two X-Men titles, and he has two Avenger titles right now.
He's greedy.
He's actually got three. But...
greedy.
Three?
Because he's the Seth Avengers MacFarlane Assembled. Of Marvel. Oh, that's
right. No one counts Avengers Assembled. That's just shit.
Like, why does he need two books? That's why everyone else shit. Needs
he
one?
Because he has a story to tell.
Yeah.
No.
But they're never even connected.
Bendis is cashing in his chips at this point.
And they use, a lot of the times, they have half the same cast on both.
And the kids
like,
confusing.
Spider-Man and Wolverine and, like, yeah. were both on both Avengers teams for a while.
I want him here and here.
Anyways, back on Avengers versus X-Men. Okay. I think the first five issues, I hate to say it, schlock. You know, it's not very good. And it amounts to a wild goose chase that doesn't really develop the conflict.
Or
the characters. And it's sort of just setting up something with that you know, the second act. Which is awesome.
Yes, I have to agree. But I agree with you.
Well, you know, Eric, you and I were talking about this. It's a lot of fan service. And then it's just like, you know, I'm hope. For years, I'm hope. I've been raised to become the new Phoenix Messiah. I can do this. Not even 30 seconds into her being the Phoenix. I was wrong.
Kill me, Logan.
All right. I don't know anything about Ends of the Earth other than what we talked about before. Spider-Man, Dan Slott is doing some really good stuff with, or not. I'm not reading it.
I like the concept of Ends of the Earth. For those who don't know, it was Dr. Octopus assembles the Sinister Six again and sets out to save the world.
Oh.
And he puts up all these satellites and he,
are they sleeping
he turns
satellites?
Them on. And he says, well, if I turn these on like this, it'll get rid of global warming and save the world. And I was like, wow. And he's like, but if...
Bow down to me.
Kiss the ring.
He's like, but...
Kiss it.
Then he says, but if I don't do it, this will happen. And he turns them on the other way, and it, like, sets half the world on fire.
Oh.
And he turns it off. And he's like, okay, so, you know, I just need to get the rest of my satellites in the air, and then I can save the world. Spider-Man doesn't believe it. He assembles the Avengers to stop him, but they actually don't kind of believe him. And then he has to go – Spider-Man goes this huge globe-trotting
thing. So the Avengers don't believe Spider-Man.
I think actually, I don't remember what they say. I think
wait.
No, they buy it.
Okay.
But it's hard to act against Doc Ock because the whole world is supporting him and like politically. Anyways, it ends with Spider-Man, Silver Sable, and Black Widow sort of assaulting his base, and Doc Ock has mind controlled the Avengers. Oh. So those three characters I just mentioned are fighting Red Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Hawkeye, and Captain America.
Did they know the Phoenix is coming?
No.
I'm just saying.
No, they didn't make the tie.
So, for some reason, Mysterio is on Spider-Man's side.
Oh, well, there's all that Spider-Man thing coming.
Yeah. But
I like that one.
But yeah, so, and then it ends with just Spider-Man beating Doc Ock. And I was like, that's it? Like that? And Silver Sable is apparently dead.
Oh. Was this the big, like, Doc Ock 8 years in the making grand plan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we got the Lizard story all coming up next.
This is true. It starts with the very next issue.
The Mysterio.
Spider-Man
I enjoyed. Yeah. That was good. But it was just, you know, it was Peter. And then Bendis.
He meets Miles.
The end.
We'll see. We'll
Actually,
see
I didn't read Spider-Man, but.
I didn't
I'm sorry.
No, but no.
We
go
know
ahead.
They
go
meet.
Ahead.
That's, you know.
Go ahead.
I saw Aaron's picture, Aaron from a comic shop, and he has his little beanie on or whatever the hell that thing is, knit cap, and it's like if Power Man and Iron Fist got bit by spiders, what?
Don't. He's around.
I
got
to pay attention to everything Aaron did. I have a job.
Yeah, Aaron. Right on that, Aaron.
It's crazy.
Right away, boss.
So what's up with Greg Pak's Extreme X-Men? Are they bringing that back?
I don't know if anybody read his arc besides me.
It was Astonishing X-Men he did it on, right?
Yeah. And he had this parallel universe where there was all these different like Cyclopses and Wolverines and Emma Frost and Professor X's, whatever. And this guy was like mining them from other universes and killing them for their energy.
Yeah.
And but then a sort of a ragtag group, like a kid Nightcrawler, a cowboy Wolverine, and just sort of another Emma Frost escaped. They survived the whole ordeal.
Exiles.
And so they're doing Extreme X-Men. And so they're making their own title about that.
Really?
I guess it must have sold really well.
Really?
For them to give him that.
Yeah.
You know,
or they owe him.
Well, I have to say no. In the out of shop, it did not.
It did not. Okay.
No, it did not sell well at all. That's when I saw what it was. I was like, really? They gave me their own title?
Well, remember, Extreme X-Men existed as a title.
Yeah, I remember back
then. And it was,
it was Rogue's team when she was called Marie, like in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason why I know about Extreme X-Men is because the day you had your sidewalk sale, is I'm like, I've never heard of this. Yeah. This looks really interesting.
The covers were fantastic. The art inside was hideous.
Yeah, I remember not liking it.
Okay.
Let's switch over to DC now.
Okay.
There's lots of cancellations.
About time.
Voodoo, shocking no one.
Nope.
Captain Adam. Who read that?
I like Captain Adam,
but of course you did.
Because you like OMAC,
Can you stick to a title that actually
Action Comics. So, Resurrection Man, who cares? Hawkman and Grifter, they're not canceled.
But look who's writing them now.
Liefeld.
How long?
Yeah.
I hear Hawkman is they're bringing back Carter, right?
What?
They're bringing in Carter.
I thought he was Carter.
He was Carter.
Yeah, but the whole lineage, somebody was telling me. I don't read it. Somebody was telling me about it. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, new series, because, you know, there's always going to be 52. Ugh. Talon, they're making a series about the Court of Owls, the Talons.
It would have been cool if his costume wasn't so gay.
Next!
Maybe he's the next gay character. Hey.
Secret Seven. Now, I'm actually excited by this just because I love the Secret Seven that Grant Morrison did, but I'm sure it has nothing to do with that.
Right.
No idea.
Although, I'll say this. It's by Justin Jordan. And he wrote The Strange Talent of Luther Strode. Anyone else read that?
So he's an up-and-coming kind of...
He's an up-and-comer, and he just, like, came out with that series, gained readership, and it was, like, really popular.
Yeah.
And then he talked to someone at DC and got this gig, and he's writing a new 52 title.
That's cool.
And he used to... I think he used to write for CBR.com, comic book resources. So, good for him. That's freaking awesome.
Very
a success story. That's
great. Phantom Stranger... This guy in the DC universe, I don't know.
By Dan DiDio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
So it'll be another OMAC. I'll like it. Nobody else.
Of course. And it'll be canceled. Sword and Sorcery. Amethyst?
Oh, my God.
It's a part of this
gem.
I know.
Holy
shit. Shout out to Cap.
Cap has got to be. Well, I told him about it, and he just was so excited. He's like, oh, my God. I got to get it. So Nerdy Show, Comic Show, maybe doing an interview. Are people leaving? Is that why you're waving?
Who's writing it, though?
Who's leaving?
The original writer. From the 80s, I guess.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
DC, that's their problem. Let's get out of the 80s and 90s and let these new upcoming writers get a chance.
I know.
There's some brilliant minds out there, and you're just, let's go back to the 90s. Who's writing Superman?
LaFucking-Dell, the worst writer of X-Men history, and he's going to get Superman. Just fucking give Superman to somebody good.
Action
Comics is fantastic. Make Superman a
Action Comics, honey.
I wouldn't go that far.
No.
It wasn't fantastic. The last issue?
They kill off Clark Kent. That's awesome.
And then with hamsters, then you're in the Justice League and he's in his costume. But then he's in the cape and the t-shirt and jeans.
That. I heard iFanboy, and I think they got it wrong. They thought that it was him going back in the past, like when he had the cape and the jeans, that's in the past. No. I think that's Superman's casual outfit. That's like what he has all the time at this point in the timeline.
Why doesn't he have
but when he goes to like hang out with the Justice League,
But in his Superman book, he's always in the armor. So why is he kicking back in jeans and a T-shirt and a Supergirl cape?
I don't know. Point is, Superman is a man of the people. He gets pissed off, and he loves hamsters, and that's fucking cool.
For what?
And by what Morrison, by Morrison killing off Clark Kent, what he is setting up is Super Dickery. The whole Golden Age era idea that Superman went out of his way to prove that he was not Clark Kent, setting up these crazy situations where it would seem like
Grant Morrison's doing crazy situations, people.
Well, no, he's totally channeling Golden Age Superman, and that's awesome. I love it. Love it. So good. What else we got? Before Watchmen, let's talk about that, since we're all on heated DC comic topics. I have read the Minutemen.
Minutemen was pretty good.
The only two that come out.
Minutemen by Darwin Cook, drawn and written by Darwin Cook.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the characters, so I'm getting to.
I don't hold Watchmen up to the. I mean, I understand some of the creator rights things, blah blah blah. I'm not going to get into that, but as a story and as a craft, as Darwin Cook making comics, I'll buy it.
Spectre, a Silk Spectre was fantastic.
Yeah, and I love. Q and I met Amanda Connor at MegaCon.
Oh, she was so nice.
Love her.
I really wish I could have met
her. I met her at a comic shop years ago. She's so cool. Silk Spectre is her take on this character. I love it.
And I like actually her artwork in this. I'm seeing more of a little darker side.
Yeah, she's not as cutesy, but she still has her...
She has her style, but it's a darker style. A little bit.
What did you think of those little cartoony like
showing her mental
emotions? Yeah.
I thought it was great. It's good cartooning because it conveys with the pictures without having to necessarily talk.
Exactly, because
very strong.
We all get those feelings, those flushes of like pure rage, and it's not developed. It's not, you know, highbrow. It's I would bash you over the head with a car if I could.
Yeah, it's a manga influence, and I love it. Kids today love the manga; they're gonna get it. You know, it's
remember
cool.
when Marvel tried to do those manga books? There's like Runaways and stuff.
Runaways. All right, so before Watchmen so far, good.
Good.
Yes.
I don't care about anything else. Straczynski, as much as I love Babylon 5, his comic stuff other than Brave and the Bold, I've just been like, eh. So
his Wonder Woman was good.
Azarello.
His Thor was amazing.
His Wonder Woman was okay.
His Thor was amazing. Thor was amazing.
Thor was good. You're right. Thor was good. His Wonder Woman started great and went downhill.
Earth 1.
Spider-Man, kind of same thing. Earth 1 was good. No, I'll give you
I'm
that.
I'm looking forward to Earth 1,
His
too.
His Superman walking around on the Earth.
Oh, that was...
hideous. Oh. So, like, I kind of just want to... I don't know. I just don't...
We'll see.
Len Wein is writing Ozymandias. Jay Lee's art supposedly is amazing.
I'm excited about Ozymandias.
Nobody read
Dr.
the pirate comic in the original? Did you read Watchmen originally? Did you, like, go... As it was happening, and read
when
the
I read
comic,
it originally, yeah. when I was it. Like 11,
are you kidding?
12, I was like, what the fuck
How?
Is this crap?
I skipped it. I was like, I don't care about this pirate
comic.
Are
you kidding?
I went back later.
It was horrible
and I read
as a
it.
Kid.
I went back later, and I appreciated it more. But having said that, honestly, I can love and enjoy Watchmen a lot and not necessarily care as much about that.
Did you know there's a theatrical cut where they have a whole three-hour movie on with the...
I own it. The Ultimate Edition.
With the pirate comic cut in between.
The Ultimate Edition has that as an option. I've not watched it.
Which I think is like 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's why I haven't watched it.
Oh, God. I couldn't imagine.
Anyway.
I'm enjoying Before Watchmen. I'm really excited to see what Azarello is.
He's doing comedian.
I don't like the comedian.
Yeah.
But if he's doing it, I'll read it. And then also Rorschach.
Oh, who's doing Rorschach?
Azarello.
Oh, he's doing both.
Yeah.
How do you say Lee?
Len Wein?
No, Buscemi.
Oh, the artist.
Who's doing the artist?
Now, I did see some preview things from that. I'm interested in the Rorschach one.
I'll say that I have to hand it to DC for getting... They got some good talent for this.
They did.
Darwin Cook, Azarello. I mean, say what you want to about...
What they did with the Before Watchmen, they should do with their 52.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great hint.
Hey, look at that. That's... Awesome, Eric. What you just said. Can we like quote that? Can we put that on our Twitter? That was amazing. Nice. See what you're doing Before Watchmen and the care and that nice paper on the covers. Can we get some Can we?
What do we think about Batman's younger brother? Thomas Wayne Jr.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Bombshell. Spoiler. Yeah, that was ridiculous. That was freaking crazy. Although, I won't say that I didn't see it
lower.
Coming. Because Batman was talking about in the story, sometimes you get a feeling.
Yeah.
I got a feeling about that character, and I never stopped thinking about him since he died.
Did you know that Grant Morrison brought back Thomas Wayne Jr., who was a Silver Age thing, brought him back as Owlman in Earth 2?
Yeah, Earth 2. That's what it is. And supposedly in Hush, according to my husband, in Hush, if you pick it apart, there is a character that's just there. And Thomas Elliot is somewhere else, so he couldn't be that character. And Jason Todd was someplace else.
Oh.
And supposedly it is Thomas Wayne that they've been building this character
so
for a while.
I am actually shocked that now he's Owlman, basically.
Yeah, he is. Hmm. In the old continuity, I think he was his older brother, though. And so they switched it.
Oh, okay.
Because it wouldn't make sense that Bruce wouldn't know an older brother existed.
Nice.
But, I mean,
it was shocking. It was kind of cool.
They've been building that for 10 issues. Yeah. It was all there from the beginning. Yep. And I'll say that I think I even criticized the fact that I was like, Greg Capullo draws all his characters the same.
The same.
And
then
it looked like that on purpose.
Yep.
Because he had to be able to look like his brother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something about that guy stuck out of my head that, you know, there's no reason he would put this character in here and not bring him back.
Yeah.
And he brought him back as his brother. I never saw that coming.
Well, the way he differentiates his Robins is just by drawing different heights.
Yeah. This is true. Yes.
We didn't mention Animal Man and Swamp Thing, but both
still
are
fantastic.
Building to the War of the Rot.
Which starts 11?
Yeah.
11, right, the
supposedly,
next issue?
Swamp Thing, even though I thought had been canceled as of such and such issue, it's not. It's going to keep going. Yeah. And I was like, anyway.
Is it not selling well?
No, I think it is selling okay.
Me, at the store, Animal Man's selling better. And then they eventually jump on because they see it's crossing.
Animal Man, Swamp Thing, Animal Man, Annual,
Annual. All good.
The Annual's fantastic.
The Annual's are great.
Yo, what did you guys think of the Batman Annual?
Mr. Freeze.
With the twist on Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He's one of my favorite Batman villains.
Awesome twist.
So it turns out he's legitimately crazy, but you lose the sympathy for the character.
A little bit.
Sometimes,
but he's deludedly crazy. Like, he doesn't realize he's crazy.
No, I think you still have the sympathy for him.
Oh, no. Now he's just a straight-up crazy person. Because there was a genuine thing to his devotion to his wife. The love, you could feel it. It was great. That Batman animated movie, what's it called?
Oh, Sub-Zero?
Sub-Zero.
That was, like, amazing. You were pulling for Mr. Freeze for half of that.
Well, here's the thing.
You do lose that sympathy.
I feel like the way they set it up, the turn at the end doesn't erase everything. You still feel bad for him because you realize he never had touch with reality. You feel sympathy for him because you know he never stood a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel bad because Bruce Wayne's being a dick to him the whole story.
A little bit. And then at the end, you're like,
I was like, wow, this guy is just a lunatic. Which, I mean, it's an interesting twist, but you know, and we've had years and years and years and decades of stories, whatever, of the old Mr. Freeze. So I'm going to give this new one a chance.
Yeah.
But it was a well done.
Indigo Tribe.
Nobody cares.
Oh, my God.
It was good.
But what's her name?
Let's do a few bullet points here.
Okay.
The battery. He got rid of it last issue.
Yep.
The little Yoda guy.
Yep.
And he brought it right back. So that was just completely
he didn't, though.
No,
he
said he needed the spark. And what's
and
her
he,
name?
Yoda?
Iroki?
Iroki?
Yeah. Whatever her name is.
She brought it back with a spark of compassion.
I thought she was there to stop everything. And when she's like, no, I know what I did, and I want it back, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
But poor Sinestro.
So pretty much that whole battery, because when that battery disappeared, I was like, oh, shit's going down.
Yeah.
But it's back. It's back, right?
Yep.
Okay. Next, the Black Ring.
Oh.
Yep. Made a return.
See, I know people are sick of it, but, you know, Roxanne belongs with that.
I think what they're building with the giving him the ring, whatever the Guardians are up to, they're going to need all the lantern, all the cores.
Even the Black Lanterns, really.
Wait, I think they're going to need everybody.
I'm a bad person for this. I didn't read Brightest Day.
Well, that's
what happened with the White Ring?
You didn't miss much.
You didn't miss
it was
much.
A big
Dead
mishmash of the spirit
here,
of the world and the spirit of the earth.
Wait,
and
what was the fate of the White Ring?
Point
did someone wind up with it?
No, Swamp Thing, kind of, but not.
Oh yeah,
really.
He was the protector of the earth, but he didn't actually take the ring. Did
nobody
he?
No. Got the ring. It was
did the ring and the lantern disappear then?
It's in Earth somewhere. It's wherever they want to be.
Sad. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, that was crazy. I did not see that coming at all. That was ridiculous.
I see a finger. when I see a thing.
No.
He's trying to, like, wrap it up.
No,
good.
It's not even that.
This is good.
It's, no, it's whoop-de-doo. See, here's
this
the problem.
This is good storytelling.
I nominally enjoy Green
Here
Lantern.
Here goes the monologue, people.
No.
Get ready.
I really... No, and so, like, I watch
other... Sorry,
I'm going to
be late, hon.
Like, you cared about going home. When I read Green Lantern, I'm like, okay, that was nice, and I set it aside, and it doesn't really affect me. Everyone has been salivating over the Indigo Tribe for, like, years.
Knock.
For years.
Knock.
And now you realize it's just Oz. It's just Oz.
It's just Oz.
It,
nice.
Really. It's just, like, Oz. There was a prison break at Oz.
But there's no gay sex.
Yeah, there's no gay sex. And they're like, oh, like, they're criminals. I'm like, I don't. I have never been
more like
interested.
I never knew that Abin Sur had a kid that was killed and
yeah.
created these indigos to pretty much enslave them.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like he's doing something good, but he's enslaving
yeah.
them.
He's not giving them a choice.
No.
Yeah.
He's like, you do this or you're, like, killed.
Yeah.
So
it's fucked up. It's good. I've enjoyed Green Lantern a lot more than I was.
Wait, there was a third sort of reveal, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Oh, Hal Jordan is now gonna, like, fight the Guardians. He's taking up Abin Sur's mission
yeah.
to fight the Guardians with the Indigo Tribe.
And he has to take on Sinestro, and Sinestro has to redeem himself. He
yeah.
wants to believe
oh,
that
yeah,
Sinestro
yeah, yeah.
can. So he's taking Sinestro now.
Yo, and Sinestro's fist fight with those, like, ugly aliens, that was pretty awesome.
I would have sex with Sinestro.
After that, you would.
Who wouldn't you have sex with at this point?
Hitler mustache.
Yeah, you know, it would be a whole, he can make constructs galore.
I think that's it with DC. Am I missing anything in the comics realm?
No.
I do want to mention I bought the Kirby is King book by Mark Evanier. $13 at UCF's bookstore. Best $13 I've spent. Beautiful, beautiful Kirby art. Great stories. Love it. Oversized.
Can we do the whoop-de-doo now?
Listen, bitch.
Aww.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
what?
Go ahead.
Go no, please.
This is not a comic book, but it's superhero related. One of my friends, David Reddish, wrote a book called Sex, Drugs, and Superheroes about the craziness that goes on at Comic-Con, at San Diego Comic-Con. The book is out. It's on Amazon, so you should check it out. And we're actually going to have him on for an interview in the near future.
Are you going to be joining him in the future San Diego Con?
No, unfortunately not this year. Oh. I will not be roving over there.
Well, we definitely look forward to him. He's also the one that did the shit gay comic geek say, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, there's a video that's pretty funny.
I put that up on Facebook a while ago. So, real quick before we wrap up, Heroes Con, look for the Q&I. We'll be there possibly moderating panels with the Nerdy Show guys. That's going to be really cool.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll have the banner. We'll have all the cool stuff, the buttons, the t-shirts, all the crap that we made to sell and give away to you guys. Come find us. You'll get some of it. I mean, if you know us and you want to look for us, we'll be hanging out with the Nerdy Show guys. So find us. Facebook, nerdyshow.com, flameonshow.com. I mean, please, we're in season two now. We're reaching out to our audience. We want more fanfic. We want more of you guys in our show. And, you know, whatever we can do, we've got a couple top secret projects that Jared's working on. One in particular, I think, will really blow the socks off you
guys.
That
looked like news to Jared.
Who love? if you love Dungeons and Doritos, you will love what's coming. I'm not going to say any more until it's closer to fruition. But oh my god, it's going to be some cool stuff. And you know, just hit us up on Facebook, on Google+, on our website, in the forums, of course. Reach out to us, flameonshow.com. We all have emails, Twitter.
At Flame On Podcast.
I love seeing the Twitter conversations. I actually jumped in and joined a little bit on the Tony's night to do some live tweeting.
I'm just like, oh, who the hell is talking for me? Oh, okay, Brian. Okay, I'm going to go back.
But we're stepping up the Twitter. We're stepping up the Facebook. We're just getting out there. All this great community stuff we're building with the Geeks Out guys in New York. We got fans down in Australia now.
Yeah.
Guy Fi podcast, Dean and some of his friends are awesome people.
They are.
We're gonna reach
their tweets.
We've reached out. And we're going to get together with gay comic geeks in the near future. Comic book queers. Oh, my God. Not gay comic geeks. Comic book queers in the near future. We've got that connection going. And just stay tuned because season two is going to be more of what you love and
season two even hotter.
And thank you everyone who tuned in.
Oh, our live audience.
Our live audience.
They were fantastic. Thank we got you some so much. Great material from Hatchet. Them. We might do this.
Shout out to DDJP and everyone else.
Oh, they said that they left you.
Yeah, I know. I know they're gone now, but they did show up, which was nice.
John Sebastian, Viral Demon, and Chuck up in Chicago. And all the lurkers who just viewed and didn't participate in the chat room, thanks for joining in. And we'll see if we do this again, maybe in the not-so-distant future. And on that note...
Flame On was filmed before a live studio audience.
Flame Off.